Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Welcome to the show, baby. I'm reloaded. Yeah. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. And, of course, my co-host, P-Freaking Reg, is late.
Yeah!
Now, I love doing this Internet Radio show. I'm going to tell you a couple reasons why. Hey, because it's unfiltered, so you get to say whatever you want to say. You know, it doesn't really matter about censorship. With you being Andy, with me being Andy, we can control whatever we want to play, what kind of music, whatever subject or whatever. But the best part about it is, people that you never could reach, or people that really thought they know you, really get to know you, because I really get to express myself on the show. You understand what I'm saying? With that being said, congratulations to K100 Internet Radio. Oh, I can do shit like eat a sandwich while I'm on the air. Like, if this is really FM radio or professional, and I had a degree in communications, I would know not to do this shit. But I wasn't always done with it, so, yeah, tastes great. It's the last little bite. Turkey and Swiss. It's great. Congratulations to K100 Internet Radio. 3,000 plays and downloads. 53 episodes. That was really just a way for me to go ahead and take that last little bite of my sandwich. But, that being said, welcome to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number. 347-934-0966. Episode 53. Back in the day. Would they reminisce over you? My God. Back in the day, man. We throwing it back. You feel what I'm saying? We're talking about, remember back when you used to go, if you know about juleps, and you in the South, you used to go to the Candy Lady.
Be-ya!
T-Reds in the motherfucking building.
Be-ya!
Buddy's here. Well, he's only about, like, a minute late, so.
Be-ya! I'm in the building, nigga.
I'm still mashing you. I'm still mashing you.
Yeah! It's all good. Hey, I'm used to it. You know, fall down, shout in the motherfucker.
Well,
man,
he brought beer, so I guess it's okay. He came with beer.
No, fall down, shout at him, man. You know what I'm talking about? Shout, bud, shout it, burn. That shit was stupid yesterday, nigga.
Yeah, man. That was episode 52 for those of y'all that don't know.
Hey, man, hey, right now, nigga, we up like miles per hour on this motherfucking station, nigga. You know what I'm saying? After a while, we're going to be doing 55, nigga. We finna go past the speed limit on y'all, fuck, nigga.
Yeah. Get like us, nigga, or either get in the goddamn far right lane. That's all I can
say. Hey, nigga, hey, we went from goddamn learning how to drive to learning license. Hey, man, look, we on the highway right now,
we
nigga.
We done merged on, nigga. We done merged on. We about to get all the way over to the left lane.
Yeah, nigga, hey, nigga, you already know. H.O., nigga, you know what I'm saying? No seatbelts and everything.
Right.
Breaking all the rules. Sucker-ass niggas.
So welcome to the show, man. Episode 53, back in the day. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P-Rage, is in the building.
Yes, sir. Challenge for life, nigga. If you think I'm playing, nigga, come see about it.
All right. We're going to be talking about, basically, we're going to be talking about, like, how it was for you growing up, wherever you from. I'm anticipating it's going to be a difference depending on, like, you know, if you're from a big city or a small town. If we have any white people calling in, difference between black and white. I'm just saying.
Between
New York and got, well, you think niggas in New York grew up the same way as niggas in the South? No.
Nah,
they did different things. They had different activities. They couldn't do the same thing.
Yeah,
we didn't play stickball in the street. Did you play stickball?
Hey.
You played baseball in the field. They play stickball in the street. Yeah, so they're just saying. It's just differences, you know.
Yeah, y'all play high and go. One thing about it, man.
Some things are universal. How
hey,
to go get it.
Hey, hey, yo, you know, you already know how to go get it, man. You know everybody was dry fucking, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you were dry fucking. Your dick was rubbing against your zipper, nigga, before you were fucking, nigga. Quit playing.
Right.
No, I know what the business is, nigga. Mom and dad, let's get it.
So before I go into the synopsis of the show, let me go ahead and give you a rundown. K100 Internet Radio is an affiliate and a subsidiary of Chain of Entertainment.
Nigga, that's music.
We do music. We got the studio, producers, artists, graphics, video, all that. We're a multimedia conglomerate. All right? And this is another extension of our family. With that being said, if you or anybody else you know that does music, please send a music into our show and we can for review. Send your music in for review and we'll spin it if it's hot. You understand what I'm saying? The email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, @gmail.com. We actually had somebody send us a question and maybe we can get a chance to air out her questions.
Put the middle finger up. Hey, one time for everybody, listen to a Ryan with the Dog, man, when you tune in. It's a new shit we going to start. When we get on out, nigga, put your middle finger up, nigga. We riding out. That's how we doing it now. Middle fingers up. You in the building, nigga. That's how we going. All
right. So if you are on Facebook or MySpace, make sure you tune in to the show. Tune in to the become a fan of the page. So we have a page and a group. So become a fan of the page and join the group in Facebook. And if you're on MySpace, find us at myspace.com/K100radio. We're also on iTunes, you feel me? So if you're on iTunes, do a search in the podcast category for us on iTunes and the K100. And subscribe to the podcast. It's totally free. And every time you hook up your iPod or iPhone, or if you just got an Apple computer, every time you open up your iTunes to listen to some new music or whatever,
you automatically download
the last episode
that we did.
Right. And if you just do it for the first time, if you click one button, it actually you want to get all episodes, and you can just download all of them. We're on episode 53, so you got a lot of motherfucking catching up to do. A lot of shit you need to go back and catch up on.
Yeah,
you
know we might eat that money. If you got a little iPod, give your kids right now, we're going to eat it up, nigga.
No, it ain't. No, tell them that, because it's actually light. It's actually only like 19 megabytes.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Well, come on.
It's real light. It doesn't take up a lot of space. So probably for less than a gig, you can have all our episodes for under a gig.
Well,
I'm saying,
you said less, so, hey, we're in the fast life, nigga. You have to go up to 2 in a minute.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, well, shit, the Nano got 8 gigs, nigga. So the smallest one they make got, the iPhone got what? I think, what the new iPhone 4 got on? I think that shit, them bitches got like 16 gig chips in them. You know what I'm saying? So you got plenty of room to get all the episodes, because they don't weigh a lot.
Matter of fact, I'm just put an 8 gig chip in my phone, so I'm downloading everything.
Yeah. You late, because I had that motherfucker.
Found it in another phone I had, and I was like, damn, I'm only on the 2 gig of these.
Right, you got to upgrade to 8 gigs.
Yeah.
You know when you get that goddamn slurring burp footage in the front?
Ah!
You need 8 gigs, nigga!
Ah!
You need 8 gigs for the
slurring buffet. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, nigga, something was so dramatic over this motherfucker. Nigga make flicks on cell phone. Ugh.
That's what you do over here at K100, man.
Yeah, man. 8 gigs.
Just saying. Just in case she down, she might not be, but if she is, you need to be prepared for such. And God,
get you some Starburst. Get you some Starburst, baby. You know what I'm saying? They love sucking it with the Starburst in the mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, y'all get ran down on the show. Make sure you holler at us, man. You feel me? If you know anybody that rap, sing, or whatever, K100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send the music in. Episode 53, you dig?
Waiting on Big Swole. He said he was coming through, though.
Okay. Episode 53, back in the day. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into
the
show.
We in the building.
347-934-0966.
That's us. We in the building, man.
Y'all holler at us. You understand what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show.
Please do.
And we can go ahead and get into it. Probably have a couple of late calls. You understand? All right, episode 53.
Yes.
So yesterday on my Facebook, this was sparked the whole show. Yesterday on my Facebook, right, I asked, what's the best flavor 9 liter? You understand what I'm saying? I just posted it up. Got a whole bunch of responses, right? Because everybody got their motherfucking opinion. Of course, nigga. The fucking best is the fucking mystery mix. That's my fucking best. Before I even go any further, I said mystery mix. Now, a lot of motherfuckers, mystery mix. Did y'all have mystery mix?
Yeah, we had mystery mix.
What the fuck everybody was acting like, huh? You know, most of the chicks, for some reason, you know, said banana. I think that's a subliminal thing. They just like long cylinders in their mouth.
Hey, get it off in the face. I was being didn't it say banana and pineapple? They used to deal those.
Yeah, and they like green. A lot of them like green.
So they're apple.
Yeah, that green apple was fine, though. Yeah. But the best one to me was Mystery Mix. But anyway, getting into the show, I asked that question on my Facebook page, and I got a lot of responses. It's a tough question because, you know, a lot of them was good except for them fucking chocolate ones. Them motherfuckers were nasty. I don't know what the fuck they was thinking.
Well, I never even bought them.
Man, you just stay in your lane, man. Stay in your lane now, later. For real. That was crazy. Well, but anyway.
Yeah, I came out with the Chewies.
Yeah. But the answer was kind of nostalgic. And it made me remember long summers back in my small town that seemed short once school started. Shit like walking to the finish station, the Julep Lady, the rec center, playing throw up and run football with my homeboys, and of course, hide and go get it. You understand? I feel sorry for my kids. PlayStations and Wii and TV and plus a general distrust in an urban society has made them pretty much house kids along with like everybody in their whole neighborhood. My kids don't live in the same household, but they both live in Atlanta, and both of them are basically kind of growing up in respect that kids go outside to play a little bit, but it's not like back in the day when you can go over to your home or house and everybody went inside. Like nowadays, parents, especially in maybe in small towns, it's not so much, but in big cities like this, you don't want to go to people's house because you don't know the history because everybody's from somewhere else here. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So
that,
like, you don't really know them like that.
And that
so you don't trust them. And there's a lot of shit that's been going on lately.
And that plus, technology got a lot to play with it because you can find a lot about a lot of motherfuckers
right.
with them not even knowing that you know about them.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Motherfuckers really be skeptical about if they used to fuck with you and they your neighbors and they ditch it from you, nigga, and you know you got some fucked up history, they might motherfucking know, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, you can find out child predators all over, nigga. Child predators is like on every other motherfucking goddamn block in my son's neighborhood, so I ain't really mad about the fact that he ain't allowed to just run willy-nilly up the street like I did where I'm from, even though back then we had them same motherfuckers molested, but we just
yeah.
didn't know it. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how shit used to go down. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You feel me? But now... It's like, you know,
but,
it
went down
like
less because, you know, motherfuckers in the neighborhood used to take in and beat the shit out of the motherfuckers
and
the police and the local law didn't do shit about it.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
But things are different now.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, it's funny because they don't even, man, come on now.
Yeah, they
you
fighting
know,
for the right to still live close to school zones. Anyway, fuck him. Back to the motherfucking topic at hand, you feel me? So, I like I said, I feel sorry for my kids, you understand what I'm saying? Because I grew up different, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I knew every kid on my street and all that. So my question for the day is, for the show, 347-934-0966.
We in the building.
What's your favorite memories from back in the day growing up? You understand? What's your worst? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna vary depending on where you're from. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're a boy or a girl, if you're black or white, you know, there will be. But I'm thinking that there's going to be some similarities because at the end of the day, kids will be kids. Young people will be young people. So I'm anticipating some similarities. You understand what I'm saying? But probably not too many. And that's what we're talking about on the show. 347-934-0966. So I guess we'll get into it. And I got music loaded up, ready to go, pertaining to the subject that we're going to run and play today. Make sure y'all send in some of your music. You know what I'm saying? All you artists, all you indie artists out there. I mean, I know you need a platform. I know you need some exposure. You feel me? So, I mean... It can't hurt you. You holler at us, you understand? But don't get it fucked up. We are a record label, and we got a catalog of about, a couple hundred songs that we can always play, and we always got something pertaining to the subject because we don't talk about the same repetitive shit, all right? So we got plenty of songs to spin just in case you guys don't want to send us your music. We're not going to run out of music anytime soon, all right? But going on to the show, what's your favorite? What's all right, P-Ray, as far as you go, what's your favorite, like, what's the one thing you really remember about just growing up back in the day? What's like the thing that you just did your favorite part? And I'm gonna ask everybody what was the downside? You feel me? I know the downside of back in the day you used to get multiple whoopings for the same shit from like multiple different people. That's like the worst part of being growing up back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You do some shit outside or do some shit at somebody's house, they
whoop
your ass.
Whoop your ass.
Then when you get home, whoever was babysitting until your mama got home, beat your ass, and then your motherfucking mama beat your ass. You got three ass whoopings for the same shit. I used to hate that. If it was serious enough, you got your ass whooped like 4 or 5 times for real for that same thing. Nowadays, you can't even goddamn touch nobody else's kids. They might goddamn want to kill your ass or sue you.
You already know.
You understand what I'm saying? So I know that was one downside, but then again, it was a downside when you was getting it, but it was an upside for the community because everybody looked out for everybody.
Yeah.
But when you're getting them 4 or 5 ass whoopings for that same damn event, you ain't convincing me, goddamn it.
That's what I was going to say. You know what I'm saying? Really, the upside of it was, you know, even if you had to go in the house your parents call you in the house and your neighbor's like, oh, he can stay out here a little longer because I'm sitting
yeah.
on the porch.
Right.
You know, you really had, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying for as me, you know, I really had that chance to, like, you know what I'm saying, get that childhood in like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really, like, play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, like, and like you say, I knew everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in my apartment, nigga, I knew everybody in the projects, nigga.
Yeah.
Everybody knew everybody in the motherfucking project.
Yeah.
So if you did something, nigga, it went hard, nigga. They were talking. They somebody seen. They know who motherfucker did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you go to the ice cream truck, you ain't got no money, nigga, somebody gonna buy you something.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like everybody looked out for everybody. I mean, that's the best part for me. It was like, black people were still united then. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part of it to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We stood for something.
Right. Well, we stood for ourselves if we had to.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's a whole other show. That might be tomorrow's show because I had an interesting Facebook conversation about something pertaining to that. And I think I'm going to do tomorrow's episode 54 about something pertaining to that because we have lost our way. But it's a reason for that. Now, what about like just, I hear what you're saying in general, but what about, what specific things? I want people to talk about specific things. Like, what was your favorite game? What was it that nigga, every time nigga, you used to motherfucking love? I mean, I had, it's so much shit. There's so many things that we did when we was young that kids don't do now.
Hey, man, I mean, you know, just been there and throw that football up and down that street, man.
Yeah.
Been there and just got down, really, been there with the motherfucking, take your motherfucking Herbie Kirby, nigga, and build a skateboard out there, motherfucker. You know,
right,
you can
right.
just, nigga, when, hey, fuck Christmas, what nigga, we built. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Christmas, nigga. We built everything. A trash can, you dump outside. You know what I'm saying? Just leave out there. Nigga, we called a motherfucker Herbie Kirby. See what I'm saying? My pal and my brother. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened when one of you stay up here and you know your husband would move away. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right, though.
What the fuck is a Herbie? Y'all took the trash can, the actual trash can?
Yeah.
How the fuck you make a skateboard out of trash can?
Nigga, you take the wheels off the bottom of that motherfucker. You take out like two of them bitches. Put a plank on them, nail them bitches together, nigga, and kick that bitch in. Go down the hill, niggas up in there.
Yeah, I guess Walmart killed that. I bought my son's skateboard for his birthday for like $15. So I guess they didn't have an option back then.
I mean, it's just shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? We really had playgrounds. You know what I'm saying? Where you could ask them to go motherfucking play.
Right up the street, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers had enough swings. And everything, not three, four motherfucking swings.
Right, for a whole community.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't a motherfucking park within the next 5 miles, and these motherfucking parks have two sets of swings.
You know what I'm saying? We really had goddamn like four sets of slides, nigga, 10, 12 motherfucking swings, nigga, three sets of motherfucking monkey ball. I mean, just all. Man,
I ain't seen no
shit.
No real live monkey balls that look like a box like.
Nigga, that's what we had.
I ain't seen no monkey balls in a minute. I seen a little bullshit.
The one that you just climb and
you
run.
Climb
yeah.
car, you go all
no,
around, you
no,
nigga,
we had the monkey ball.
I ain't seen a real set of monkeys. Nigga, I think our kids are becoming pussies because of the goddamn weight. They so worried about getting hurt. And one or two kids fall off the monkey bars and hurt themselves. And then motherfuckers worry about getting sued so they don't want to have the monkey balls out there. It's a whole bunch of other shit that's going on behind the scenes why kids.
Nigga, you don't even see a fucking.
A bunch of fucking
hold on. How many playgrounds you see nowadays with a fucking mirror going around on that bitch?
Hardly none.
All right, nigga. Why? We had the motherfuckers.
Why the fuck? What the fuck is a merry-go-round? What's up with that? You right.
I'm just saying.
Why the fuck you can't have a merry-go-round?
We had them motherfuckers, bro.
Every park, let me think of a park on this motherfucking side of town with a motherfucking merry-go-round. It ain't them. Not with a merry-go-round. A couple of them got the little goddamn play, like, you know, slide gyms where you walk across and tunnel. I mean, but they don't have merry-go-round.
What was they got merry-go-round, man?
Why? What the fuck wrong? What happened on the merry-go-round that made it unsafe? Nothing. That's crazy, man. I don't know. Me personally, I used to like certain games. One of my favorite games used to be freeze tag. That's my favorite. You don't need no device. All you need is you and five motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Run and touch.
Yeah. What you call it?
I say, and run and touch, you say freeze tag.
Freeze tag.
Yeah.
I call it, I play freeze tag.
Yeah.
When you run and then whoever it, when they tag you, you freeze.
Yeah,
and they got to take everybody down
and
tag everybody.
Yeah.
You can't move.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Hide and Go See was a good one.
Hide and Go See is a classic, and you can never get rid of Hide and Go See.
Because Hide and Go See turned to Hide and Go Get It when the girls came
right,
out.
Right, when we got around middle school, we changed the rules. Right about sixth grade, everything started getting a little boy's attention. Hide and Go See. And then around sixth grade, it turned into Hide and Go Get It. If you know about Hide and Go Get It, 347-934-0966. You hit the fucking number one.
How about that 1-2-3 red light, nigga, when everybody goes to the motherfucking pole, man? Come on.
Red light. Red light, green light. You feel
me? Yeah.
I like that. Now, we did grow up. Now, we were born in the 70s, children in the 80s. We did have game systems. So I do remember when Atari did bust on the scene.
Nigga, that one
that kept niggas, that kept niggas in the house. That's where it all started. Before it got out of control like PlayStation, I ain't gonna lie. When Atari bust on the scene, niggas did stay in the motherfucking house a lot more. You feel me?
You had that Atari.
You only had one kid on the block with mama and daddy had enough money to get it. And everybody piled up in that nigga house.
You already know.
You feel me? My cousin Scooter, I think, had a motherfucking Atari first. And then he'll break it to my grandma's house. You feel what I'm saying? And then, you know, everybody come in there and play Atari at our house. I think, who was the first on the, we was the first on my grandma's street to have a Nintendo, too, I think. You feel me? I think Scooter had a Nintendo, and then when he come over to grandma's house, he brought in a Nintendo. I think I had an Atari, though. I had the Atari, and we both had an Atari, but then he's the first one with the Nintendo. And then he come to grandma's house, and then he'll stay over there, and we'll play with Nintendo. Everybody come down and play with Nintendo.
Salute, cousin Scooter, for sharing the motherfucking games, man.
Yeah, you know, it was like that. Then everybody started getting them and shit then. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
I think that... I see people on the lines. I'm going to go to the lines in a second. Catch these callers. I just think that in general, you know what I'm saying? We were way more active as kids. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, most definitely. I'm not...
You know, we didn't have... That's why I think... And it was cruel, but I think that's why fat kids got picked on more because... As many of them as it is now, you know what I'm saying?
And
that was like, why you been here? Because you didn't, you got picked at when you couldn't come outside, run outside, around and play and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And chase everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you know, you they kind of joned you because it wasn't that many fat kids because everybody was always outside. And in Florida, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna tell you another downside to goddamn growing up in Florida, man. Goddamn, you know, I had babysitters and shit. You know, my auntie, whoever else babysitting, man. I used to hate when they clean up the house. Right around goddamn 11, 12, they get through cleaning up. You tell your ass to go outside. You had to stay outside all motherfucking day. They ain't give a damn where the hell you went. But your ass could come outside because they done cleaned the house all goddamn
you
day.
You ain't finna come in there smelling like outside.
Man, you was not finna come in there wilding around on the couch and such.
Hell no.
Get your ass off the settee. You understand what I'm saying?
Woo!
You had to stay outside. Even with how you could come outside on the porch and shit to get away from the sun. You ain't coming in the house. You gonna stay your ass outside all goddamn day.
Hey, man, I used to love... Candy
that was
lady.
Bullshit, though.
I used to love the candy lady, man. The windmill cookies.
Oh, man. Yeah. Candy ladies and windmill.
Yeah.
Do y'all eat juleps?
The freeze cups.
Juleps.
What's that?
It's fucking julep, man. Kool-Aid in the goddamn styrofoam cup frozen in your freezer. What you call it?
Freeze cup.
Julep.
See, I mean, it's
damn
the same
it, man.
Shit. It's the same shit. Just, you know, it's just...
Julep, freeze cup, whatever. I missed all that.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know,
my favorite candy was Nylon Ladies.
You know, I'm gonna say that's just what it is. You know, it's the same shit, man, but just different slang, man. But we all see. I'm glad we having this topic to put y'all niggas up on some more motherfucking game, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I hope a lot of my somebody from the 248 you next, and we go in the 404 first.
See, me and Blizz going to light y'all niggas today. We gonna get.
I want people they grew up with. I want people. I hope a lot of my other states call.
Like, they might have a different name for it, so
but it's
going to
be the same thing.
Yeah, we're going to switch it on here.
All right, 248, you up next, but 404 was on the line first. Holler at us, be nice.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Tell us, baby, what's going on? What was it like for you growing up back in the day? What was your favorite thing to do as a shorty growing up, man?
My favorite thing was going to, like, the park and going to the field, like, playing football,
playing dodgeball. You play football? You a girl?
Yeah. I love football.
You play football? You a tomboy?
Yeah, I was a tomboy.
You had to be. The little girls you try complaining shit about not letting us play. Nigga got them let their ass come out there and play. Crack their ass hard all the time. They got their ass run about that motherfucker for the goddamn fans. Why? Crack their motherfucking ass all the time. Start trying to get mad and shit, you know what I'm saying? Take your ass over there with the mud pies.
Yeah,
over there with them damn mud pies.
Yeah, get your motherfucking water and put
take
it on your drink.
Over and come and play. We had a couple of girls in the project, though. I mean, a couple of them was real tough, but not too many, though. We hit their ass one good time. They goddamn go play with them goddamn dolls and shit.
Yeah, lay their motherfuckers down.
I grew up around a lot of boys, so I was a real hardcore tomboy. Like, I could take anything.
Right.
I'm just playing, like, kickball, like, dodgeball.
I love kickball. Do you know what? Let me tell you something about dodgeball, man. This is the worst. No, I love dodgeball. This is the most ridiculous shit in the world. Do you know dodgeball was basically outlawed in most schools? You know what I'm saying?
Because you know why? You know why? It's only because, like, once we played, people start really, like, the people that were kind of, like, lame and the nerds and shit, like, you would bust them in the head so hard with the ball. Like, it was so funny. Like, people would really get attacked playing dodgeball. Like,
Did anybody die?
No, nobody died, but
okay,
people got knocked the fuck out.
Okay. Shit, a dodgeball, nigga, duck. You know
what
I'm saying? You standing so fucking far back with the ball. You gotta throw that bitch. And the ball was not that fucking hard.
First of all, it was them rubber balls, like them red rubber balls. Y'all had them red rubber balls.
Big red rubber balls.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't hard. It had that, like it was a fucking basketball, nigga. This shit was soft. I mean, you got some guys,
like the guys that would literally throw the ball, like I'm talking about that they had a good arm. If they knocked your ass in the head, oh my God. Stay your ass in the back.
Goddamn it, your head. Hey, the front, when you played dodgeball, you was only for the soldiers, man. You had to be a soldier to get to the front with dodgeball.
Right,
you understand what I'm saying? If you was a little nerd, you know, you stay your ass in the motherfucking back so some of that velocity come down on that bitch when it comes close to your ass.
But
you only had your ass in the front if you was a fucking nerd anyway.
Hey, nigga, if you couldn't jump.
What the fuck is you doing in the front, geek?
Yeah.
Get your back.
A motherfucking dodge, nigga. See, all that shit come from the motherfucking projects, nigga. You know what I'm saying? When you just knew you had to do those type of shit.
Yeah.
So you nerd motherfuckers, y'all couldn't really do it.
Stay in the back, motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's an outlaw. They're making our kids a bunch of damn punks, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm advocating dodgeball back in the damn school. I want dodgeball back in school. And I don't want to hear all that shit about competition. They're just trying to take away competition and goddamn physical contact from everything because everybody's scared to get sued and shit. All these goddamn motherfuckers suing for this and suing for that. If your motherfucking punk-ass kid can't play dodgeball, tell his punk ass to stay in the motherfucking back and turn around and go and get hit in the back of the head like a little bitch and get out real quick.
So what are they going to do, outlaw boxing? They're going to outlaw boxing because you got on motherfucking gloves and shit now?
Man, yeah, but you know, another thing that I miss is that, like, we had a curfew to where, like, we had to be in the house by the time the street light. So we used to get on our bikes, ride bikes to different neighborhoods. Just, like, ride a bike to the store. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff that kids can't do now that we used to could do back then. Like, you can't – I wouldn't trust my child to be out, like, really late, even, like, as the sun's going down because you have so many pedophiles and you just don't know what's going on in the world right now.
I think it is different, though, when you're coming from a place like where I'm from. I'm from a small town. I'm from Panama City, Florida. And right now, when I go home right now, I see my cousins – on my side of the family, they're still living down there doing a lot of the same shit we did growing up. You feel me? Because they got their freedom because it ain't as much crime, it ain't as much crazy shit going on down there like it is here in Atlanta with everybody from everywhere. That's why I said I kind of
migrate.
I wish my kids, like when my kids get a little older, man, I'm thinking about, you know, I wish my grandmama wasn't so elderly because I would just send my kids down to Florida for the whole summer. You feel me?
And she'll love that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now my grandma's too elderly. She can't really watch them like she used to watch us back in the day and all that. And really the rest of my family, they all got their own thing going on. We not close as we used to be, so it ain't like I could just sit them down there. I wish I could. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Just let them go down there and stay there somewhere with their family and get that, what I had growing up. Because my son, my daughter up in Atlanta, nigga, they totally not growing up how I grew up, and I hate it. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? That's one thing I can say that I did like when we was growing up. Nigga, you wanted to go over your motherfucking grandparents' house.
Yeah.
You wanted the motherfucking grow. I mean, you want the motherfucking go.
Because
they're going to spoil the shit out you when you get out now. No,
yeah,
man.
You see all your cousins, all y'all in the neighborhood, everybody going out, everybody outside playing, like everybody just out and having a good time. Like you're not worried about nothing.
Right. And I miss that.
And then another thing I miss too, man, about growing up, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like when one person cooked out, everybody chipped in, brought meat out the house, brought everything. Nigga, it just turned into whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I miss goddamn, you know, in the project, everybody plugging up the water, fucking water holes and just
skeeting everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with that now?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like for real.
You can't even do that now. You
nigga,
know what I'm saying?
I least the fire hydrant, nigga. Goddamn, get it in the water, nigga.
Right. You know what I'm saying? All right, be nice. Stay on the line. If you take anything else, you know what I'm saying? Hit the line. Hey, did you play it? Before I go to the 248, you up next. Did you play How I Go Get It? Be nice.
Yeah, I played it.
You was a tomboy. Now a lot of the tomboy girls, they didn't like How I Go Get It like that. You ever notice how some of the girls going up?
I mean, when
that,
you
that
first play, when
boys, you know,
I played for the first
game. Huh?
Yeah.
When I played for the first time,
it was like, what the hell is you doing? Like, don't be touching my butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to get it in. I'm like, what you doing? You know, get the hell on somewhere. But, you know, after a while, you understand the concept. So then you try to make sure the one that you want to touch your butt, you know what I'm saying, get it.
All right, you make sure you slow down and catch you. But you know what? Just go slow down and let nigga. I know certain ones you move that question me niggas. I be chasing them niggas. But because back then, you know, girls develop faster than boys, so a lot of girls was bigger and be faster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I ain't no motherfucking one girl nigga. I know she motherfucker outrun me. That motherfucker, I used to catch her ass every time. And every time when we straight up race, nigga, she used to blow my ass out. You know what I'm saying? Because she was bigger than me.
But you know what?
I don't get it. I mysteriously caught her all the time.
You
know
what was so funny? The girls that really like you, a motherfucker run so far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hide somewhere and tell you where they motherfucker hide at.
Right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You. So you be over there getting it, nigga.
Right.
Dry fucking, nigga, hunching. That dick against the zipper, nigga, fucking your dick.
Hell yeah. Harder than the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now, motherfucking goddamn nigga.
Y'all already know.
All right.
All right.
Stay on the line. We're going to play some good music tonight. All right.
Yeah, we're going to play. Hey, we're going to play.
Go ahead.
We're going to play a lot of good music, man. You know, Starburst, shout it. Look at all the girls that love Starburst.
248, you on the line? Yo, 248-331.
Yo.
What's
going
on?
248. It's 248.
Yo, who is this? Where is this from?
This Kim. I'm from Panama City, Florida.
That's right, Kim. What's going on, Kim? Yeah. What's going on?
Hey,
I'm
going
to move way up to Michigan or some shit. That damn zip code be throwing me off. What's going on with you?
Well, 248 is Michigan. I was born and raised in Panama City, Florida. I live in Michigan now.
Right. So tell me about how it was for you growing up. What do you miss about it? What really just brings back like a nostalgic feeling for you about back in the day and shit?
Oh, my goodness. The juleps, going to the wreck, Mr. Freddie Clark, eating now later. Oh, playing hopscotch, riding my moped.
You had a moped?
Yeah.
You had a moped? Your daddy sold dope?
Hey,
your daddy sold dope.
Huh?
Did your daddy sell dope? Because did you mean that's going to afford a fucking moped?
No.
He worked at
Fayette
Mill.
My daddy bought my moped when the Sears that was downtown on Harrison Avenue went out of, when they moved to the mall. He brought my moped from the Sears.
Damn.
So he got it at a good price.
Man, a lot of us couldn't get them fucking mopeds. So
lucky
we had
you,
we had to goddamn go out and steal. We had to go out to the white folks' goddamn neighborhood out there in the cold, and we used to steal their goddamn tillers and they goddamn shit, and then make go-karts out them motherfucking engines and shit. We used to go steal the white boys' go-karts and shit, and then make go-karts out. They got
me a truck. My daddy made me a truck from a lawnmower engine.
He
built it. It was a two-seater truck with a bed.
You were spoiled like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I had the BB guns. I had the race cars.
BB guns.
Yeah.
I forgot about the motherfucking BB gun. I forgot about pellet gun wars. You know how dangerous that was?
Hey, nigga,
I won't let my son do that. That shit was dangerous. We used to have pellet gun wars, nigga.
Hey, right now,
I didn't have a pellet gun. I had a BB gun.
Hey, you had a Daisy? A Daisy BB gun?
Yep.
The one cop. Oh, hey, that BB was.
You couldn't kill a squirrel with that bitch for nothing, nigga. The squirrel would look at your ass like, nigga, what?
Hey,
keep it moving.
You get that fucking pellet gun with that ass out, nigga. It's a wrap. You had that pellet gun over the air cup, nigga.
Oh, hey, that's 760, nigga.
Yes, sir.
That motherfucking multiple cop, nigga. That's 760.
Put that pussy on it.
That was the first one. That was the original one. That was the one when you motherfucking bought your mom and dad. It was like, okay, you ain't old enough to have. Everybody had a Daisy. That was like, you had a Daisy. Niggas used to climb your ass when you got a certain age and you still had a Daisy and shit.
Hey, nigga, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, when my grandma stayed in Pool Creek, nigga, my cousin who be calling up from Seattle, he put my other cousin out with one of them motherfuckers. He got a glass out right now, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
With that pellet, nigga.
Yeah.
With the nigga cocking that bitch to the pressure built up in pow, nigga, and put it out. Right now, that nigga Sammy Davis Jr. right now, my nigga. Like
that's
that.
How that shit be, man.
Yeah, we
had a telegun war. That shit was so fucking retarded and dangerous, nigga. So the same shit could have happened. You know what I'm saying? Telegun, we was, what the fuck was we thinking?
Hey, that
what
shit was hot
like
a motherfucker.
What, nigga? Nigga, if you see a nigga start rapping, nigga, up close, nigga, you finna fight.
What?
That shit got shot, nigga, with a pellet gun.
Right up close on him. Hey, you know
nigga
what?
Ready to fight.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say one thing that I feel like that's never going to fade. I feel like every man should do with his son. If they grew up like that, is take a motherfucking fishing, man. They'll never forget that shit.
Yeah. But I grew up fishing, but I didn't really. I grew up crabbing. You know, we used to go crabbing and all that.
But I'm saying that's a bun. And as a man and you have a son, that's a bun that can never be. Man, they'll never forget that shit.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
I haven't took. My son been fishing with his granddad or his mama's side, but I haven't taken him fishing. I haven't been fishing since I've been in fucking Atlanta.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm
I don't even go
no. Hey.
Even though
where can you go? Where can you go in Atlanta to go fishing?
There's some places
you
around
go to West
here.
Point.
Yeah, it's a couple of little lakes.
Yeah. I just encourage every. Hey, man, look. That's one thing.
I might need to get me a fishing pole, man, to go and get in there.
Hey, real talk, man. Look. Before we do it, man, China's gonna host a fishing trip. So all your males and your females, you got little boys, you got little girls, we gonna host some, man. Y'all meet up at the lake, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna put reels in the water. We're gonna do it, man. Put something on the grill. For
fun.
Real.
Yeah.
It is fun to go fishing.
He been fishing because his his granddad on his mama's side from his mama's, you know what I'm saying, pooling. This guy's like, this nigga goddamn is you need him survival fishing game, nigga goddamn, yeah. He's good. So he done took him fishing to a couple little small spots. So he been, but I haven't taken him fishing myself. But I ain't been, like I said, in like fucking 15 years.
Hey, that's good. Because I promise y'all this, man. This Chainless, this Swole, P-Reds, and Blizzard, man, we going to, hey, man, I'm putting 500 in, man. I'm just going to say it like that. We're going to make it happen. Got to get these kids, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and hit that lake.
Me too. So what else, Ken, before we go on to the next call? 678, you up next. 347-934-0966. That's
we're
the number
in the building. Yes,
show.
Sir.
347-934-0966. What else, Kim?
That's pretty much it. Going to the Miracle Scrub, like you say, you know, the barbecues and the cookouts on everybody.
Kim,
yeah,
you were just falling.
You ain't lying. Did you go up in Lynn Haven? Was you out there in Lynn Haven?
I grew up in Bay Harbor, right around the corner from Foxwood Projects.
Oh, you did?
From Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Kim, you
went to Mosley. My cousin, all my cousins, they went to Mosley. All the Space Boys, Rodney and Roderick. My other cousin Reggie went to Rutherford.
Right.
Kim,
okay.
Kim, you were just falling, but I'm glad you had a good
upbringing.
Hi. I said you were just falling, but I'm glad you had a good upbringing.
Yeah, because there's too many other guys that had them. A couple people had mopeds, but all the other ones who had mopeds and real go karts for the show, we was like, your daddy and them rich.
Y'all know what used to be that killer?
What?
When your grandma cooked them cakes and you wanted that fucking bone, nigga.
I got them little mixes.
The little things.
I used to love them, nigga. Me and my cousin fight over them.
Yeah, but I finna say you'll fuck your cousin up over that cake mix, nigga. Don't motherfucking play.
We used to only really get one. If she only because she had a dual mix, so she used to give me one to give him one.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what
but
you'll
fuck him up.
Hell yeah, man. But I used to love them goddamn. Oh, man. After she poured the mix out the bowl, she make them goddamn pound cake.
Oh, yes,
she
sir.
She used to give us the bowl.
Did she scrape that
and
bowl?
She scrape that motherfucking bowl.
That bowl.
Ow, nigga, that shit was
murder, nigga.
Ah. Grandma, I love you, baby.
Hey, you love mine too, even though she's dead and gone, man. So, baby, you already know.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, them goddamn cake bowls was fire, nigga. That shit was like a little meal.
Yeah.
Hey, you know one thing else that I really miss, though, man? When that fucking Christmas came, man, I don't give a fuck what you got. When you went down to your grandparents' house, nigga, you brought all your best shit and your cousin brought all the best shit that you didn't motherfucking have.
Right.
So, you really, I miss that, man.
Yeah.
That's,
you know what? You know what, growing up back then, everybody shared. People don't share now. And, you know, like you said, they so, you know, up into with this technology, with the Wii's and the Nintendo. You don't see nobody out riding no skates, no skateboards, no bikes or nothing like that because they all, you know, up into this technology now. You don't see kids out playing hopscotch or anything.
But see, I think a lot of that, especially, like I said, when I go home, When I go home to Panama City, I do be seeing my cousins doing a lot of the same stuff we did growing up. But when I'm up here in Atlanta in this big-ass city, it ain't the same. You feel me? Because
they don't trust.
You don't trust nobody because everybody that lives here from somewhere else, you don't know their background. You don't know what kind of people they is. You don't know what they're getting into. And then ain't nobody trying to lie them. That goddamn PlayStation 3 costs about $300-$400. That motherfucker ain't getting that motherfucker ain't leaving the house. You understand?
Right.
That motherfucker ain't leaving the house. You understand?
But it's like this, though. Since they tore down all the projects,
right,
in the motherfucking Atlanta, nigga, that's really like the last good upbringing you can motherfucking really have in motherfucking Atlanta, cause nigga, you can go to the motherfucking projects and don't worry about a motherfucking thing.
If you from there,
yeah. I mean, even hold on, even if you got family in there, nigga,
yeah,
I don't give a damn when you came over that motherfucker be like, oh, that's such and such cuz.
Yeah.
But can't nobody from the outside come in that project and do any motherfucking thing? Get your head bust to the
right seat. Right. But I mean, I guess the project was good and bad. You feel me? It had good things and bad things about them. You feel me?
My experience in the project, it was good until crack hit the scene. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
When crack hit the scene,
Everything changed.
But before
my crack turned to my neighbor turned to Jay.
Yes, sir. Hey, but before that crack hit the scene, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, I remember. Hey man, come on, man. The barbershop is really different from where we grew up now.
Yeah.
You can go in the barbershop, nigga, and get your motherfucking shoot shine when I was growing up, nigga. You can really get gang. Old men used to really put you up on gang.
My barbershop growing up resembled like more like the scene from Coming to America than what it is now.
Now you got
barbershops in the malls and everybody, nigga, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, everything is just all clean cut and like, you know what I'm saying? Low key.
Ain't no more of that soulful shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's dead. Yeah. That's dead. I mean, in the hood now, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is really a regional. This is a regional and size of your city difference, because in small towns, a lot of the shit that we talking about we had is still going on.
Okay.
It's just that fact we live in this big ass metro area, and we, you know what I'm saying, it's like the same.
Whatever happened to the corner stores in Atlanta? They go.
Yeah. Because, nigga, you got to blame Walmart for some of that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Walmarts and all these big mega stores and shit. It's like,
nah, nigga, hey, man, them corner stores, oh, man. I mean,
you still got the candy lady, like, right here in this little, it's a candy lady in this goddamn neighborhood right here that these kids go through. I'm like, shit, might as well crank it up.
Hey, that's something you can't really get away from, man. Like, it's a hustle, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it keeps you having that youth to do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? To do other shit.
But it's different now. Yeah, all right, Kim. Really, I appreciate you calling, babe. Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, I appreciate you calling. Stay on the line, because we're going to spin some music, and it's going to be some good shit.
Okay.
All right. 347-934-0966. We're talking about back in the day. What was your favorite things growing up as a kid? What was your favorite games to play?
Nigga, we in the building.
You understand? What did you miss about it? We're going to 678-571 real quick. She on the line. This is Coco Smooth, I think. Coco Smooth.
Hello?
What's going down?
What's going on?
Coco, what's up, baby? Coco.
Go ahead, Coco.
Coco, where are you from?
I'm from the SIP. I'm from Mississippi.
Okay. Mississippi? My crooked letter
yeah.
I, crooked letter I, humpback I. What you know about it?
Hey, how your boy David Brother say that shit? Yerk! hey, Coco Smooth, baby. Just tell us all. Hey, how you grew up down there in the SIP? You know what I'm saying?
That shit, that's no country. You had it, man.
I'm definitely a country girl, man. I miss the, you know, the freedom of just being able to just go and ride your bike as long as you home before the street lights come on. You know, I used to race the damn street lights. You know, have that shit on the time.
That's
right.
He's fucking with you,
just being able to just hang out like that freely. You know, the candy lady. You know, the playground.
The
Dixie cups. You know, freeze cups. Whatever you want to call them.
And
I miss the Uno tournaments at the playground.
Damn, Uno tournament?
We had Uno tournaments.
Uno tournaments, rodeos, you know, and then
rodeo.
I mean, just stuff. Yeah, rodeo.
The motherfucker roped the buses and them goats down there.
I mean, the rodeo was like the club. It go down, you know, DJ, food, everything.
Oh, I got to go
with black people? With black people?
Yeah.
Black folks, yeah. You know, roping goats. Calves, whatever.
That's extremely past country. We didn't do that. We saw the shit, but we didn't rodeo. We didn't do that.
I mean, I miss the whole like family aspect because like my family, we used to have like probably like on January 3rd, we had hog killings, and it was like a factory. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole everybody was doing something. The whole neighborhood came. We cooked, ate, laughed. Just, you know, just good time.
Y'all actually slaughtered the hog live and cooked it in the open pit kind of thing?
The whole process. Kill a hog, put them in the hot water, take the hair off of them, separate all the parts of the hog, and cook the shit, and damn, eat, drink.
Yeah, that's some country shit.
Hey, I
had folks in the country who used to go do that, but even when I went to visit them out there in the country, down in South Florida, outside of Gainesville and all that, y'all didn't partake in it. I ate the food after the cook. I didn't go out there and fuck with all that. I couldn't fuck with
You know, hey, I'm going to tell y'all the basic thing.
Goddamn.
Let me tell you the basic thing right now you rarely even see it, but you see it sometimes.
Right.
Motherfucker taking off their shoes running barefoot, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I might whoop my son's ass for running outside barefoot.
You see what I'm saying?
You feel me?
And nigga, we did that shit on motherfucking rocks.
When you race, you had to race with your shoes off.
Hell yeah.
Take your shoes off
when
you race. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And you ain't getting shit in your feet then. That was funny.
Why not?
Right.
Well, now, nigga, it's just the fact that our feet were so goddamn tough back then from doing that shit all the time. Nigga,
man,
tough ass goddamn hobbit from Lord of the Rings feet.
Hey, but you know what? That's the freedom of being a child, nigga. When you kick them fucking shoes off and be like, let's get it, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, all that is missing now. All that is missing. And it's got something to do with it, like I said, hoods. You know what I'm saying?
Then, nigga, want
people to
Go ahead, Smooth.
No, I was going to say, definitely, you know, has to do with where you at, because, like I said, when I go back to Mississippi, it's still the same, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, up here, it's a whole different element for kids growing up in this area, you know what I'm saying? You can't really just let them out like that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like I said, my synopsis, I really hate that my kids growing up in the metro area, in the big urban, I hate it. I hate it, man. Because I know they lose. I know they missing a lot.
As a parent, it's up to us if we want to, you know what I'm saying, show them and put them in that, you know what I'm saying?
You can't make the neighbors conform to the way you grew up, because they might not be from here. On my goddamn son's street, you know what I'm saying, he got some people that's from New York, some people that's from, you know what I'm saying, the people didn't grow up like that, so they don't even understand the concept.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, it's still up to you to just be like, look, this is what we did. At least give them some input. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, like my older brother, man, like, we grew up in the project. And, like, my niece, this is her last year in high school. It's funny to me because the last time I seen her, she telling her friends, like, yeah, I'm from the hood. I'm like, I'm from the ghetto. I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't never grew up in the ghetto a day in your life.
Right.
Your daddy had this house built from the fucking ground up.
Yeah.
When you been to the fucking ghetto?
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't heard the story.
It's crazy because a lot of the kids want to be from the hood.
Exactly.
I blame it on rap. Everybody go ahead. Kill the rappers. It's the rappers' fault. Whatever. I don't know why, but it's like you got suburban white kids.
I know for a fact, nigga. My niece is she yearning. She wanna be. She
because they hear the stories.
They hear us talk about
shit like that, and they be like, "Damn, I wish I did grow up." Like, you know what I'm saying? But you did. But I wish. I kind of wish they could do. I wish they could everything I experienced.
Exactly.
To take away crack.
Exactly.
Take crack out the goddamn equation, and goddamn it, give them everything else about my childhood except that. So without having to see family members fall to that shit, without having to lose family members to prison. Without having the goddamn experience of crime that came with all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But everything else about growing up, in a small town in the hood,
hold on. Even I don't give a damn. Even the liquor houses and
everything.
The drunks.
Well, we didn't need those because we didn't have that no liquor on Sunday after 12 shit in Florida.
Yeah, but I'm still saying even them type of people could give you motherfucking inspiration, nigga. Like they got some of the most stars to make you want to motherfucking do right.
Right.
Then motherfucking want to do wrong, and they drunk 24/7.
Yeah. Never.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yeah. One time for everybody on the A50, if you know about that goddamn Freddie Clark show, hit the motherfucking number one. If you know about that motherfucking finish station that used to be right there across from Rosenwald, hit the motherfucking number one.
I'm going to do this one time, man.
I'm a Glenwood, y'all. So y'all bay off and goddamn San Angelo people. Y'all can chime in with y'all stories, but that's what I know about.
Hey, I'm going to do this. Y'all know we don't know.
We
really don't normally talk about big artists and give big artists shine on our show. But I'm going to do this right one time for Too Short for making that song, The Ghetto. That shit is a motherfucking classic. I'm going to salute you, Pilt, because without that, man, a lot of motherfuckers still wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
That was a motherfucking hit, man. When that nigga did The Ghetto, man, America really got them, you know, they tuned in, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That used to be the favorite. Every J that was on crack, every whatever, nigga, they saw on that motherfucking record, man.
Yeah.
Every so big off of motherfucking Too Short, man.
All right.
You had a vision, nigga. You came through with it.
Okay, I'm going to another call. All right, Coco Smooth.
All right, that's what's up.
All right. We got Shay up first, then Save the Babies next.
Ooh,
go ahead, Shay.
Hey,
what's up, y'all?
Going on?
Shay!
Not much. What's up, P-Red?
Hey, Shay, baby, tell me how you grew up, because I'm thinking, did you grow up, I mean, because the way you talk. I mean, I'm glad you called in, because the way you talk, I don't know how you grew up.
She's from Bay County. Let me tell you something, man.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
I'm going to tell you something. Bay County people. You can be a little bit different, but essentially, nigga, we all a goddamn thing.
I'm fucking with
her,
though.
You may, your parents might, you may have had a little more money.
Hey, I'm fucking with this black girl that got this white girl swag.
Oh, you know, switch that swag up when she got on her own, nigga. She
hey, that's what I'm saying. So you, but she know I fuck with her, though, so come on, black white girl, get into
see, you know what? You can laugh, but you don't know about nothing about no jewelers.
Oh, my God.
You don't know nothing about Mr. Name Along Stowe's going on.
Oh, my God.
Of candy, them little candy necklaces that were so nasty, but you still ate it because you wore it all day long hanging around.
Right.
Love
the candy necklaces. You should get a little girl. You got a little push on your candy necklace.
Hey.
My candy necklace.
You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about skating. Not just the skating ring. We talk about skating down the street.
Hey, that shit's so funny because you said you wore that bitch all day long and
right,
you ate
right.
It.
Right. Hey, no pieces, pieces off that motherfucker.
Hell, you
thought
I
know. Used to get a little girl that got them candy necklace right around.
On the bracelet
right around 5. So when it started getting dark and we playing high go get, that's what you're going to chase. You get your mouth in the exit. So you already know you're getting humped tonight, right?
You
were getting humped right now. Hey, my goddamn candy necklace earlier.
Hey, what about them fun dip packages that stick with the different color flavors all through that?
Yeah, those too. I miss those motherfuckers.
They got
another Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Kool-Aid. You still remember your mama Kool-Aid pack?
Mm-hmm. The little pixie sticks.
You go ahead, Shay.
I said them little pixie sticks, like what he talking about. Yeah.
Like
little straws with the little Kool-Aid stuff inside of it.
Yeah. Exactly. What was your favorite game to play? What was your favorite childhood game?
Well, see, I was outside a lot, so I guess I was outside. We was playing chase, playing mud pies, eating dirt.
Eating dirt?
Eating dirt.
I'd have chased those little white fucker damn down every time. I'd be like, I'm going to get another white girl over there.
Playing in boxcars. I don't know how we got them, but you remember them little boxcars? Not the kind that had no motor or nothing. The kind you had to use, like, with your feet, like Fred Flintstone.
God damn. You fucked up this
phone. Well, hold on. I got a couple of motherfucking dialogues I'm doing tonight, because I got to ask my cousin about a lot of shit that we played. Nigga, there's a lot of games that we played that I don't know if anybody else played it. One time for the motherfucking goddamn football field that goddamn used to vibrate and you had to set the little motherfucking men up on that motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Nigga, what, nigga?
You turn
it on and you click the battery and it came on.
Like ice hockey.
And they used to vibrate and shit. And then you could set them and turn them and make them run plays.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, hey, y'all ever play goddamn
football? I forgot
football?
About that.
Play football with goddamn bottle tops. The tops of bottles and shit. Y'all play football like that? With the bottle tops, you set up, everybody used to go get their... Everybody used to get the big ass, what do you get their mama, big ass mayonnaise jar.
Yeah.
He used to be your running back.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You got that soda top to be in the front.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
yeah, no doubt.
Hey, nigga, what? If you don't know about that, your motherfucking ass ain't country. God damn it.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. That, hey,
that ball with the bottle tops was the shit, nigga.
Hey, nigga, nah, that game you just said, oh, man, you had one of them, nigga. It was over.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Football, the little football, vibrating football thing, nigga.
Oh, over. What? If you had one of them in the house, nigga, the only motherfucker that had them bitches was like the Red Sonos, nigga, back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah, the little vibrate thing, yeah.
But, nigga, if you had one of them motherfuckers in your house.
Yeah. Now, what I used to love to play when I go to the rec was foosball. I didn't really, I
now,
played,
I
good at ping pong, but I used to love to play foosball, but I never really got real,
I,
real good.
I like that bumper, I was on that bumper pool.
What?
That bumper pool.
What the hell is bumper pool?
It's like a pool table, but they got all these little motherfucking pegs in the middle. You
oh,
have
we didn't
about?
Have one of them at the red. We had a regular pool table.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But we, hey, man, that bumper pool was serious.
Right.
Like, they had pegs all through the motherfucking pool table. And the only way you could get it in, if you bump it off a peg, they're going home.
Damn.
Yeah, that was gangster.
I like, all right, I ain't have bumper pool. We had foosball, ping pong, goddamn pool, and basketball at the red.
Oh, that ping pong.
And everybody used to go to the goddamn TV room at the red and try and hunch and shit.
but you know what's so funny now? hey, yeah, that too. But you know what's so funny now?
What?
A lot of motherfuckers don't even swim no more.
Yeah, well, I make my kids swim. I mean, I do.
My
kids actually swim more than I swim because I didn't swim a lot down there unless we go to the beach or some shit like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what,
man? Many niggas have pools in the field.
Yeah. But I'm saying a lot of people don't. Nigga, when you was. Nigga, the wreck? Nigga, you had to fucking swim at the wreck, nigga.
I reckon they had no pool.
Oh.
I was trying to tell your ass.
Well,
I reckon they have a pool. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn,
I never swimming in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, y'all had
we
the ocean.
Out in the bay. We had the salt water.
Why the fuck even have a pool? That motherfucker made sense if y'all got all that fucking water surrounding y'all.
Yeah, right.
Kill myself for being so motherfucking politically correct. Why wouldn't you put a fucking swimming pool and all that fucking... The Gulf is around y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We had the hood pool.
Yeah.
Y'all can jump off anything, park the motherfucking truck up.
Oh, nigga, we jump off that motherfucking bridge over there and got that paper mill project and my homeboy jumped and broke his neck. But before he did, nigga, we jumped off that motherfucking big tall ass bridge right there going towards the paper mill.
Yeah.
Like a bridge, and we jumped off that motherfucking side. I was scared as hell the first time I did it, but as we kept on doing that shit,
hey.
We stopped being scared.
Hey, you know what? When I was in Panama with you, we was going across the bridge and we was looking at the dock and shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, God damn, I wonder how many motherfuckers just gonna jump out this motherfucking dock, man.
Yeah, plenty.
I'm talking about just for fun, like just nigga.
Now we talk about the Hathaway, y'all, but you jump off the Hathaway, your ass dead.
Hey, nigga, that dock. Nigga, I was right across that dock. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a
not the Hathaway now, goddamn it. You ain't gonna jump off. You jump off the Hathaway, bitch. You was standing to kill your goddamn self.
Hell
you know?
Yeah, yeah, nigga.
That's
like,
suicide.
That nigga
right.
Say,
oh,
that's
out there.
So foul fight.
You ain't gonna make it.
Nigga, don't even
you're
go,
not gonna make it.
Don't even go ahead first. You're gonna bust that fucking grape, nigga.
All right, Shay, we're gonna stay on the line. We're gonna play some music. I'm gonna go to the Keisha, then I'm gonna run a song, and then we're gonna come back, all right?
All right, I'm here.
All right. Please say the babies.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on, Keisha?
Nothing much, nothing much.
Before we even get, before you answer your question, I got one thing.
Yes.
One question. Did you ever get hunched on in the TV room in the Ritz?
No.
You get hunched on in the TV room in the fucking Ritz. Oh, you were fucking from Glenwood. Period.
Okay.
Right,
I wasn't from Glenwood, but, you know, I do know about the Ritz. We used to go up in there every now and then for the little dances.
Right. Well, go ahead, Keisha.
Holler.
What was your favorite thing growing up?
Uh-oh. My favorite thing growing up was, let me think. Family reunions. I used to love family reunions. Whenever we had people coming into town, that was my favorite time. But
yeah.
What else did we used to do? We used to play wall ball. Oh, my gosh. We used to be
oh,
out.
I forgot about wall ball. Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Love.
Forgot about
wall ball. You know about wall ball?
What the fuck is wall ball?
Tell them what wall ball is, Keisha. Tell
them
for me.
Please say
it,
baby. Tell me what wall ball is.
Wall ball is where you get on the side of some building somewhere, you get a little handball, and y'all throw the ball, and you got to hit the ball back to the wall, and if you catch the ball and drop the ball or something, you got to run up, touch the wall before somebody peg you with the ball. I mean, it was...
We play with tennis balls.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I always play with a tennis ball. You know what I'm saying? Ball. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you throw the ball at the mother. You throw the tennis ball at the wall. You know what I'm saying? Violent. If you catch it, or if you like try to catch it and you drop the ball, then whoever there, pick the motherfucking ball up and light your motherfucking ass up before you run and touch the motherfucking wall. You gotta run and touch the wall before they hit your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was like black people's paintball. For real.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's our version of what the shit you play at the gym now when you go?
Racquetball.
Yeah, racquetball. It's like the hood version of racquetball.
That's what I was just finna say.
Yeah.
Like wall ball.
Yeah. It's like the hood version of racquetball. No motherfucking racket. What else you like?
We used to do hopscotch all over the place. We used to draw it in the dirt, draw it in the street, have to run out the street when cars come, all types of stuff. And riding on the handlebars, that was my favorite thing. Riding on somebody's handlebars.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of girls used to be scared.
Had the pegs on the back of the bike. Riding on somebody's pegs.
Yeah, a lot of girls used to be scared to ride on the handlebars because, you know, a nigga might dump your ass forward or some shit, and then a couple girls had their whole grip busted out like that. You know what I'm saying? So some girls used to be like, I ain't riding on the handlebars. You might throw me off. They used to be scared, but you must have a little tomboy in you if you got them goddamn handlebars, Keisha.
Just a little bit.
You had to, because a lot of girls were scared of the handlebars.
Okay. My mother used to hate it. She used to holler from the door when she saw us up on the She used to holler. And that was another thing. Somebody hollering for their kids. Hollering for the kids when the lights come on. Your mama at the door and you hear her. And everybody mama holler around the same time. Oh, your mama calling you.
Right. Yeah. You always had that one kid in the hood who got their mama them might have been on dope or whatever and got them and they ain't had to go home and they try to tell your ass to stay out here and you fall in the ass and get in trouble.
Oh yeah.
Or your ass come home with your ass and y'all got them feed their little goddamn ass and send them on back home or some shit. You always had that kid who mama and daddy had some issue with some shit.
Oh, yeah.
But you used to do that, though. It wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It was all right because they knew their mama was fucked up like that. They knew
your mama
wasn't
eating
no goddamn good meal. So they might be, nigga, ask anybody on 11th Street. Anybody on 11th Street, nigga. If they ain't never got their had a motherfucking hot meal at Devil House, nigga, she ain't turned nobody away. Never, nigga.
Oh.
That's what everything I love. Nigga, scar up here with anything other than that, nigga. That's literal. I know you fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? Because she ain't never told nobody. They can't have none. You feel me? Period, point blank. Yeah.
Oh my. And look, I wasn't from St. Andrews or Glenwood, but over in Bay Harbor, I don't know about Mr. Freddie Johnson store or whoever he was, but we had Mr. Johnson store, and we had the fish market. That's where we got all our stuff. And my mama used to send me up to Mr. Johnson store with the money, and he would send me home with a beer for my mama, like every other day. Like, little kids, he let me buy a beer for my mother.
Right.
Well,
see.
Oh, and anybody that know about the projects in Springfield know about Miami Yo. If y'all don't know about Miami Yo, that was the baddest little Vietnamese boy. Oh my goodness, he used to steal money from his mama. He was the reason we all had candy. He used to carry a butcher knife. This little boy was bad as hell. If y'all don't know about Miami Yo, y'all crazy.
I ain't know him. I don't know. I went from that side of town, though. You know what I'm saying?
His name was Yo, and we used to call him Miami Yo because he was bad as hell.
Okay. Well, I do grow up in Glenwood, and I remember, if you grew up in Glenwood, Millville, everything, of course, you know, Freddie Clark store was a goddamn staple in the community, you understand? And he also owned, like, these little row houses, these little shack-like-type row houses that he was the landlord for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a whole little goddamn... Like, you know, they was like small, like two-room shack-like houses, you know what I'm saying, super cheap. A lot of people lived in them, you know what I'm saying? They called them the Freddie Clark houses, you feel what I'm saying? Because you paid your rent there and got your groceries there and ran your numbers there and get everything else, nigga. And he had a little game room in the back where all the motherfucking winos sit out there up under the tree behind.
Yeah.
And he had the little goddamn game room in the back, you understand? Like, when they had arcade games, you know, before they had Nintendo and shit.
Yeah.
He had, you know, Miss Pac-Man and Joust and some other shit. I used to love to play Joust back then.
Galaxy and all that.
Yeah, all
that.
Yeah, he had all that shit. He was, like, right across the street from the wreck, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, that was like when I came home for the first time, Keisha, and I'm going to go to somebody else, and that store wasn't there no more, something in me felt funny. You know what I'm saying? Something in me felt like... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like, nigga, it's like when they tore down the project that you grew up in. You know what I'm saying?
It took some away from
me.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't grow up. I was privileged. I didn't have to grow up in the projects. We always had my grandma's house. I lived in the projects with my mom in 11th Street projects when I was real young, but that was real briefly. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then when my mama got her job, whatever. Then, you know, she started living in apartments and stuff. Or either we were staying with my grandmama. You know what I'm saying? My grandmama had a house over there in 11th Street. You know what I'm saying? But I had all my cousins and friends and stuff living in the projects, so I was constantly in the projects. You know what I'm saying? And constantly living in the Frederick Clark houses because I had family in there. And when I came home for the first time, when they tore that motherfucker down and I rolled through there and I saw that man, that shit just made me feel so fucking crazy. You understand what I'm saying?
Up on me.
You feel me? Like, damn, nigga, the Frederick Clark store going like, nigga, the fitness station up there across the street from Rosenwald. You feel me? When they changed all that shit, dog, nigga, that shit just made me like, I ain't home no more, no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about Frederick today, man.
You know, it ain't home no more like that. It's home. My people still there, but it's like just what you
remember and you love about, you know what I'm saying, being there.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Like a part of you taking away.
Yeah, it is. All right, Keisha.
All right, y'all.
All right, stay on the line, all right?
All right.
All right. So, we're going through halfway with the show. 347-934-0966, you understand?
We in the building.
Y'all holler at us, you understand what I'm saying? If y'all on the line, you feel me? If you got something that you grew up with back in the day, your favorite hood, we want to hear from everybody else, you know what I'm saying, that's from other places, because we all from the South. We want to hear from somebody that's, you know, from somewhere else, up north or whatever. Maybe y'all did things a little different. If you were from another city, you know, we only heard from people from, well, no, we heard from goddamn Coco Smooth, goddamn it, where they goddamn cook
hogs. House.
And have hogs, goddamn.
Hey, 706, I see you on the line. I wish you say something.
706 is making, I think, too. I know they country. I think
Yeah. 706 wants to say something.
I don't know if that's making or not, but 269, we see you on the air. That's Michigan. That's our Michigan homegirl. I don't know if she want to chime in or not. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and run into this song. And it's basically a song that I named the damn show after. You understand what I'm saying? All right? This is a song that me, P. Reg, and the homie B-Lo Down did by a project that we did together, The Hustler's Chronicle. This is a classic. You understand what I'm saying? This is indie music that you should have in your collection. So don't forget, you can always come to our website on the show and go to down to scroll to the page and link up with us on the music tip and get some of this great music we're playing. But for those of y'all out there in www.world and everybody that's listening, this is Affiliate the Hustlers. You understand? Back in the day, me, P. Reg, and B-Lo Down. All right, here we go.
Respect this music.
Up in the hood when we was acting a fool, and everybody had steps for they fool.
I remember back in the day,
we woke up early just to watch cartoons. Mama mad cause we ain't clean up our room.
I remember back in the day,
before the trap had us up on stacks, we stayed up late trying to watch night tracks.
I remember back in the day,
sometimes I wish that we could go back before the moon that they gave us the crap.
I remember back in the day,
kinda like hairstyle, way back in Nick Tom. Playing hide and go get it with your clothes on. And 50 Cent didn't remind you of guns. 50 Cent meant you got a whole bag of fortune gum. We ain't had no water parks, we just had the water holes. Nobody cared about their sneakers or clothes, but kangaroos was cold. Before my friends would end up in the pen, we played football in the field, wish I could do it again. Cinemax showed the naked ladies, used to try and sneak a peek. Riders couldn't come fast enough for school the whole week. And everybody looked out for everybody's needs. Get wrong with one whooping, probably with three. Before it was over, took the uncles and fathers when they came back from Vietnam. And had to deal with those problems. Picked up plums and mulberries, spent the night up with your cousin. Life without a care in the world, all you did was live. Up in the hood when we were packing the food, and everybody had steps for their food.
I remember back in the day,
we woke up early just to watch cartoons. Mama mad cause we ain't clean up our room.
I remember back in the day,
before the trap had us up on stacks, we stayed up late trying to watch night tracks.
I remember back in the day,
sometimes I wish that we could go back before that one rapper gave us the crap.
I remember back in the day,
Mary used to wake me up so darn early. I remember watching Pop Pop from the jail. Out of school, I returned with the homework, sitting at the dinner table next to a hot plate. But you know what was so outrageous? You see, I was stained though, right to the candy lane. One freezer cup and the windmill ticket. Got back in the house and mama gave me a good bit. Man, that was the good old day. Watch crack hit the scene and my neighbor turn his face. I was there getting older, thinking I was a man. Playing hide and go get, holding little girl's hand. Yeah, like kiss and tell. I used to really kiss a girl and grab the tail. Not the same old girl, but it kept me out of trouble. Wanted to be like my brother. Boy, hurt, man, I love ya.
Up in the hood when we were back in the pool. And everybody had steps for their food.
I remember back in the day.
We woke up early just to watch cartoons. Mama mad cause we ain't clean up our room.
I remember back in the day.
Before yeah. The trap had us up on set. We stayed up late trying to watch night track.
I remember back in the day.
Sometimes I wish that we could go back before
yeah.
They ruined rap and gave us the crap.
I remember back before the block on the porch at my granny's house. 15th paddle pop, everybody hanging out. No tall climbing, toting the rock, playing football in the street. The only J we knew about with Dr. J was on the switch. Playing with my cousin, yeah, no, he was still around. I used to love to go fishing at my granny's house. Remember going to the skating rink, that was our only hangout spot. Kid ain't got no phone numbers, it wasn't nobody getting shy. Time the whole family used to come together. Remember switching up shoes and clothes with my older brother. I remember how we used to act the fool in the summertime. Back before the cows turned to snitches and learned to drop them down. The only word we used to the cop is what we got from the schoolhouse. And if we didn't do it, we got the taste out the bottom out. And if I could go back, the only thing that I would change, I would have saved my little cousin that I lost to the
game. Up in the hood when we were acting a fool, and everybody had steps for their food. Woke up early just to watch cartoons. Mama mad cause we ain't clean up our room.
I remember back in the day.
Before the trap had us up on set. We stayed up late trying to watch night track.
I remember back in the day.
Sometimes I wish that we could go back. Before they ruined rap they gave us the crap.
I remember back in the day.
Yeah. Affiliated Hustlers, man. We make classic music around this camp. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, that song almost brought tears to my eye, man. That's
if
a
you
real
know
record.
About that, man, you
Woo!
Feel me? If you know about that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come check us out on the music page. You understand? Go to the blogtalkradio.com/k-100. Go to the actual site page. You feel me? If you're my Facebook friend, look up on my music and you look up under the song Back in the Day. And you can go find my music and find links to our music at the bottom of the show page. You understand what I'm saying? If you was digging that song, holler at us, man. That's a classic. You understand?
It's death.
That's the shit they don't play on the radio, but you should have in your iPod collection. No doubt. You dig? Welcome back to the show, everybody. 347-934-0966.
And we back.
Episode 53. Back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Nostalgia, man. We going back. We throwing it back. You understand? We asking y'all what y'all remember. What's y'all favorite thing about growing up in the hood back in the day? You know what I'm saying? All the games we used to play as kids and everything. We done talked about everything, man. From damn freeze tag to how to go get it, the wall ball, to the candy lady, to juleps, aka freezer cups.
Yes.
We talked about, you know, how it's different growing up in a bigger city where people don't know each other, and don't trust each other, and you know how it's not the same as growing up in a small town, but it's still a lot of similarities. You understand what I'm saying? So we really do appreciate everybody that's calling in and tuning in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get ready to go ahead and open up the line some more. We want to hear from some people from, you know, different areas. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on. Somebody's alarm is going off outside. We got to make sure it ain't one of our cars. Is that our car? Is that one of our cars?
No, that ain't one.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. I hope they can't hear that, but can't do nothing about that. That's just like right by our studio window.
Hey, I wish more of y'all listeners, y'all callers, man. Go ahead and hit the number one, man. This good for your soul, man, to really talk about it if you ain't really talked about it.
And tell us the bad shit that you didn't like.
Yeah,
I'm gonna open the lines back up and ask some of the calls that called in already. What the shit you did? Like I already said, I didn't like getting 3 or 4 or 5 whoopings for the same motherfucking event. Like back in the day when you used to do some shit and somebody babysitting your ass, they beat you. Then they take you back to where you was at. They beat you. Then when your mama find out, she beat you. Then your daddy find out, he beat you. Goddamn.
Hey man,
I don't miss that.
Hey, this is so helpful.
Right.
But for your kids, man, you know, right. if you have kids, man, sit down and talk to them.
Right.
Let them know the difference between you growing up and them growing up, man. This this is such a helpful show for tonight. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
And try and, if you did grow up like that, try and implement it in your child's life now.
Exactly.
If you can. All right?
Really, this show should have been called Back in the Day, a.k.a. Love.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right. So we're going to 269 Michigan, girl. How did they grow up in that snow? Holler at us, baby. What's going on?
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
Man, the snow was not fun, I will tell you that. But,
Wait a minute. I mean, because that's something that we didn't have. How the hell was snow not fun to a child? What do you mean?
I don't like the snow. Never have. I didn't go outside in the winter unless it was the school or the church when I was growing up. I didn't like the winter. I moved to the south to get away from the snow.
You were just too damn cute. That's all that shit was right there, wasn't it? You just too cute.
Yeah, I might have thought I was too cute.
what you in, light skin, all right, then?
I'm just saying.
See what I'm saying? I already know.
What child ain't going to like the snow and shit? You know what
I'm saying? Hey, light skin, all right, then. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and get it to me, baby. Why you ain't like the snow, the cold? Because you turned red and you couldn't keep your same complexion or something. I mean, I want to know.
My nose turned red and you know, I look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, so I ain't like the wintertime now.
Okay, all right. Well, what did you do? What was it that you did? Like, what was different? What, tell us about growing up in Michigan.
I mean, you know, summertime was the best time, of course. You outside.
I knew she was light-skinned. She ain't like the snow, nigga. That's all. Light-skinned people don't like the snow. They turn. They be like, oh, hell no.
All right, go ahead, Vivian. Go ahead and tell
them. Double Dutch, Chinese jump rope, hopscotch. Oh, I used to play football and climb trees and ride on the handlebars of the bikes. And we had a hill called Jefferson Hill that was really steep. And we used to race our bikes down Jefferson Hill like nuts, like we wasn't going to get hit by the cars that was going across the other street.
That's right. Reckless. It was a little reckless. Every kid was reckless. Every kid thought they was indestructible.
And you know what?
Right. Every kid thought they was fucking indestructible. You did retarded shit like that. We all did.
And you know what, Michigan? That's
what?
Why I'm fucking playing Frogger. Yeah, I love that game, by the way.
I miss Frogger.
Yeah, Frogger.
Yeah,
PlayStation got a
new
game.
That was the game.
They got a new version of Frogger that my son plays.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Frogger, but nigga, it's like in, you know, all graphic and shit.
Okay, we're going to get back to it. Come on.
Oh, we used to take mattresses and pile them up and do flips on the mattress. I guess we thought we was gymnasts or something and shit in somebody's backyard.
Right, we did that. Somebody old piss-ass mattress. They done throw it out.
Right,
and
y'all got all kinds of
and everything.
On them and shit.
You out there slipping on that big-ass brown thing like you don't know what the hell it is. You
right, exactly. Or spring poking out and scratching you when you laying.
Exactly, I love it. I love it. We used to go to the beach. You don't have a beach. I'm not gonna fucking keep telling you that you didn't have a fucking beach in Michigan. You got a lake.
It's not a beach. It's called Silver Beach.
Are we gonna do this on the air? We're gonna do this on the live on the air. Okay, listen, everybody. Listen.
Don't do it, y'all.
A lake is not a beach.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you because they got them.
Just
say
you went to the lake.
Hey, they trying to say
no,
we got one.
No, because it's called Silver Beach.
Man.
If you ask anybody from my hometown, what you do in the summer, you go to the beach. It was called Silver Beach. I can't help that
And y'all was lying to
y'all
whole childhood.
Y'all beach.
It was a lake.
But you know what, though? That was just the name to get more people to come.
Right.
Instead of saying lake.
Right.
Like, I'm telling these motherfuckers, they talking about Atlanta Beach. Nigga, we do not have a beach in Atlanta. That's Atlanta Lake.
It's called Lake Lanier.
Nigga, right there, I'm talking about Atlanta
Beach. That's some man-made stuff. At least
that
was natural.
Ain't nothing but a motherfucker hole with some water. Kill yourself. Shit. Taking my son down. Now, my 6-year-old from Florida, nigga. You want to go to a beach, go home. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so listen. Go ahead and tell us. I'm realizing that outside of the snow, y'all did do a lot of shit that we did. That's why I wanted people from up north to call in, you feel me, and see how similar it is. You know what I'm saying? Is it, you know, I mean, did you play hide and go get it?
You know,
hide and go get it is universal.
Hey, you got Hunchstone?
I did.
Did you slow down? Did you slow down and let the dude catch you that you wanted to catch?
Yeah, sometimes the one I wanted to.
And really act like you fighting the shit and just roll on up and cut the legs up.
Toot that booty up,
girl. Y'all all did it. I just got that race with the same motherfucking girl. That motherfucker blow my ass racing every time, but we play I go get it. I always cover her. The fuck is up with that?
Motherfucker! She just fall on the ground. Why you do that? Butt up and down. You just get
on the ground. And then at the high go get it, you got them get up with your girlfriend, and then your boys get up and then who you hunt tonight? Who you catch tonight?
Yeah.
And ask who you got to call, who you call, and who you hunt.
Man, I can't never catch her. How you always catch her?
Because you wanted me to catch her. That's
right. You use football too to try to get a feel, and then they'll tackle you. Oh, I ain't mean to tackle you and try to hump on you while they had you down on the ground.
Right. Well, I said when we was younger, you know what I'm saying, the girls try to play football with us, and we ain't wanting to play. We used to hit their ass extra hard and make them quick and go play some mud pies, goddamn. When we
I ain't do the mud pies. Because we
were serious about that thing, and we wanted to play.
We felt like
whoever had the girl on their team, you know what I'm saying, it was uneven or some shit, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Alright, exactly. Alright, well, I appreciate you calling in. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get ready to go. We're going to stay on the line. We're going to play some more good music. And if you're on the line, well, you already said you hate the snow. So we already got what you hate.
Yeah, I hate the snow.
How you hate the snow? I mean,
you had to put on all the fucking clothes.
Even when you was real small, you didn't like to go outside and play. And when you was real, I mean, I can see when you grown.
When I was real, real little, I probably liked to go out in the snow. But, I mean, it'd be cold. We was right on Lake Michigan, so we got, like, lake effect snow. And you couldn't stay out there too long, so, and you put on all them damn clothes, snow suits and long johns and all that bullshit. You out there for 10 minutes, it's like time to come in.
Well, I guess so. I can't relate, I guess. But I know I can't relate on the opposite, nigga, because when that goddamn Florida heat started banging, nigga, boy, you ain't going to. Now, one thing about if it was too hot, your mama keep your ass in until you can't go outside too hot. But if it was kind of hot but not unbearable, your ass got to stay outside all damn day. You can't come in here wilding on the set.
You know what? So
I couldn't keep going in and out, talking about don't be air conditioning the whole neighborhood.
Right. You can't be wilding on the set. If you know what a set is, nigga, you country. If you know what the word sexy is, I'm just saying. All right.
Did y'all drink out the hose? That's the last thing. Did y'all used to have to drink out the water hose on the side?
Oh, hell yeah, because you could come in the house. There, niggas, it's you and 10 niggas. All y'all ain't finna come in here and get no damn water, so goddamn turn on the goddamn spigot. The fuck is wrong with you? Drink that damn hot-ass goddamn hose water. It's 100 degrees outside the water. Hot.
I already done washed all the dishes. You better get that water on.
Let me get a quarter to go to the julep later then. No.
Get your bad ass on.
Damn it, man. All right.
Hey, you know what else was so funny that they don't really have now that costs a lot?
What?
Them motherfucking tricycles and them motherfucking horses, them rocking horses. When you was little?
Oh, yeah, them rocking horses that on little springs.
Yeah, nigga.
Hell yeah. Nigga, did you have a motherfucking big wheel, nigga?
Oh, yeah, I had a big
wheel. One time for the motherfucking big wheel. I had a stupid nigga. I had a motherfucking Thundercat big wheel, nigga. And I had the motherfucking goddamn button on the front. It got them with the mash and it goes Thundercat.
Oh!
And the motherfucking big nigga had the illest big wheel.
Thunder!
But I was mad because my homeboy John had one of them green machines.
Oh, with the winner? Yeah.
I wanted the green machine, but I got
the guy. Oh, no, I had the big wheel with the handle on the side.
Yeah.
You go real fast and
you hit the brake and got them.
Oh, yeah, I had that one.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah! What? 706. What you know about it?
Hey.
706, you on the L?
Okay.
What's going on?
This 706 is Columbus area, but I'm from Panama City. So, one other caller already called in about name alone. But my story from back in the day, what you know about getting that new outfit on Fridays to go to one of the games at Tommy Oliver Stadium just to walk around?
Yeah, basically, because that was all about. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they might have a rec dance after that if you was lucky. You know what I'm saying? And you went to that.
Yeah,
right.
And there's somebody fight if it's behind relative, but hey.
Well, that's what we had, though. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Yeah. And then, let me ask you this. What y'all know about that fortune gum?
Yeah, what now?
Fortune gum. I know you know about fortune gum.
Oh, what? The whole bag, nigga, for 50 cents. You get a whole little brown bag of fortune gum. You must have hit that verse I said.
I'm trying to tell you.
You must have hit that verse I just did. You understand? 56 didn't remind you of gum. 56 that you got a whole bag of fortune gum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, baby. Well, I know about that. I know about that.
One more question I got. Okay, what is this they had back in the day? It was long, like a cord, like a, you know, real long, like a cone, and it was red and yellow and blue, like a rainbow, and it was on a stick, and the paper was hard as hell.
What was it for?
It was a candy.
I like a little candy.
You don't try like that, but it was long,
like a swirl.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Do I remember that?
Yeah, and you get them at the fair, like a little stick. Yeah, I know what she's talking about.
For real?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
A Percy Clark, and they had them at Name Alone. Like an automobile horse, so they had them in.
I must have eaten them then.
It was like a chocolate.
Yeah. You know the little girls used to lick them like they grow and shit?
Oh, I know what the fuck you're talking about now. Yeah. I ain't seen one of them in a long time. I don't think they make them shit.
But it was back in the deal.
Yeah, but they don't make them no more, though. They don't make them no more. Them things right there, I ain't seen none of them. Like some of the candy we talk about now, you can still see little kids get them. They done changed packaging, but they don't make that shit right there no more. I ain't seen none of them motherfuckers in 10 years at least.
Hey, I'll tell you where you can go and get them at right now.
Shit, well, not the one. Not them probably. I ain't seen one of them in a minute.
I'm going to tell you, it's a shop boy got every old kind of candy cookie you can name. If you go to motherfucking Tennessee and go to that aquarium, nigga, they got a candy shop on the corner.
Yeah.
In motherfucking Tennessee, nigga, that got all that shit.
Yeah.
I put it on everything.
Before you go, Carla, which one you want? Lemonheads or Alexander the Great?
Oh, shit.
Lemonheads.
No, I'm asking no more questions. All right.
Well, you lick off all the yellow in your cell or white.
Well, one time for the 850 checking in away from Columbus. I appreciate you calling in to the show, you did. All right, call back again. We have some interesting shit going on, as you can tell. All right. You on Facebook?
Yep.
You got me linked in on Facebook?
I'm already on your page and stuff. Trust me, I'll be following you. I'm a fan. I'm gonna put it right there. I'm a fan.
All right. Well, then let me know who you is so I know who you are. Right.
All right.
Yeah. Dang, I forgot it. Like I said, man, some of that shit, man, I ain't seen in years. You feel me?
You already know.
Candies you can't find no more though. They just don't make. I ain't really seen no fortune gum in a long ass time.
You had to go to the country. I mean, it's still places that sell them like wholesalers. You had to find that shit like them chewies in that Big Blow bubble gum, nigga. That don't sell, nigga. You got to go to the country and buy that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that. I'm talking about real talk. You can't even find that shit up there.
Oh, Martin Colgrin.
Hell no. They ain't finna sell that shit.
You ain't finna find none of that shit, though. That shit is not happening. You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966.
You ain't finna find no motherfucking windmill. You better finna find some windmill cookies.
Barely.
You gonna find some oatmeal, but you ain't gonna find a motherfucking windmill.
Nah, probably not. Y'all hit us. If you're on the line, here's the number one. If you wanna tell us about your favorite memory from back in the day, your favorite game to play, your favorite candy, what you used to do when you was a shouty. I see a lot of people on the line. Y'all ain't hitting the number one. What the hell? Y'all got them hats.
Hey.
Y'all hats full grown?
Hey, I remember the favorite shit from back in the day when them starter coats and them Jordan jeans and them silk shirts came out.
Now, see, when you get in there, we in almost high school when you get to pick your clothes. Because before, junior high, you did kind of pick them, but your mama and them still had more control.
That's still back in the day. That's Jordan. Still back in the day.
You bordering line high school because now you're talking cross colors. Now you talking, you right there.
Yeah, hey, you still back
right
in the
there.
Day.
Jeans West in the mall, you right there. Jeans West in the mall.
Hey,
we only had one.
Hey, no, nigga. When Bugle Boy was like the name brand jean back then.
Yeah, I remember when Bugle Boy was the name brand.
Nigga said Bugle Boy was like motherfucking Red Monkey right there. You know what I'm saying? True man.
That's funny. Ain't that crazy?
Nigga, Bugle Boy was on top, nigga.
Now that shit be, all of a sudden, that shit be like the like Walmart brand shit now, but back in the day when it came out, it was like the hottest, even Levi's, nigga.
Like starter, nigga, you couldn't even buy starter.
Nigga, used to get killed and jumped for starter jackets, nigga.
Boy, yes.
For their starter jacket. Nigga, that shit used to make national headlines, niggas was killing about them starter jackets.
Now that starter shit, the motherfucking, new era. All that shit, nigga, that starter
well,
shit.
I'm saying, just the way, you still ain't got people really getting jacked over for their starter jackets and shit like now. Like,
but them niggas used to get
jumped in. Your starter jacket, nigga?
Don't play.
Boy, Man.
Fresh start of Jack.
I can imagine it was off the chain here. I bet this motherfucker's so gangster up here.
Hey, boy.
So much crazy shit going on. I bet a lot of niggas lost their life by the starter jacket in
Atlanta.
Hey, nigga, that starter jacket. Niggas used to fight and get jumped by their starter jacket.
Hey, you go to Walter by that starter jacket, that matching t-shirt, pal, Jordan jeans and them jades. Oh, nigga, you down there butt naked on the block, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, nigga, you down there butt naked, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, what side of them Jordan? I'm talking about niggas taking them Jordan, nigga. You ain't got nothing but tank tops and them drawers on, nigga. Them homo simps and them fruit balloons on your ass, nigga.
I never get one. My cousin came down here from goddamn Gainesville, man. And he came back home to my grandma's house. That nigga came back home in his boxes of shit. And that was the first time I had really just, I was little. That was the first time I really just seen a nigga get robbed, stripped, and this little smaller niggas robbed and stripped that nigga of his clothes, man.
Hell.
That nigga left clean. He was older than me. I was like maybe 11, maybe 10 or some shit.
The big time
he was
the murder.
Was bigger. I was maybe younger than that. I had to be younger than that. I had to be like maybe 8 or something. And he came back, nigga. I seen him walking up to grandma's house, and I seen him walking up. He was clean. He was down here visiting for the goddamn summer.
Yeah.
And they came back walking up the street with his boxes on. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm looking like, what's going on? That nigga was mad. That nigga got robbed for his whole outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
That nigga had that fresh ass starter coat on and shit. And in Panama City, it was rare. So I'm just like, damn, for real? You know what I'm saying?
And nigga, I'm talking about them, you had that starter jacket with that matching t-shirt from Walter.
Right.
Nigga, that before they even had the hats out, nigga. That when they didn't even bring the hats out then.
Right.
Nigga, all you had was that starter jacket and that motherfucking matching t-shirt. Them Jordans in the past, Stan Smith.
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all had was butt naked in the 80s, nigga. Tell him. Butt naked, nigga. Put that motherfucking starter jacket, that t-shirt on them Stan Smith and them Jordans, nigga. Yeah, with butt naked, nigga.
Exactly.
I saw a nigga get sent to the motherfucking hospital, nigga. Stomach had to be motherfucking cut open, nigga. Silver motherfucking middle school, nigga. Real talk, nothing to my nigga. Hey, man, whoop them down for that shit.
Yeah. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Veronica McFreakin' Nair, ladies and gentlemen.
Miss B, what's that, Nair?
What's going on, y'all? What's up?
Come on.
Come
on.
How's it going?
Come on, baby. It's going.
Just got out of work.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay.
But we're gonna go ahead and let you say what you got to say then. What's up? What's your favorite memory
know.
From Mexico?
My favorite memory, man.
Where did you grow up at?
I grew up some everywhere, but mostly here in the ATL though.
Okay.
Did you get lunch when you was little?
Did I do what?
Did you play hide and go get it?
Yeah, everybody played that. Who didn't play that?
Right.
High and go freak here, whatever we called it. let me see. My favorite memory wasn't that though. Let me see. Riding up to the Magic Market on my bike, getting a Faygo peach drink, some cherry now laters. Let me see what else. That's my favorite cherry. Gotta have cherry.
Nigga said, Faygo.
Niggas,
oh,
look, I miss Faygo. Man, you know what I what time for Faygo? But, hold on, but, nigga, but, and if you country, if you really from the South, you really know what I'm about to say. But, nigga, ain't none of them seeing that knee-high peach, nigga.
Oh,
man, watch out for the knee-high, man.
No, nigga, nobody can see the motherfucking knee-high peach.
Oh.
If you ain't never had a knee-high peach drink, nigga, I feel for you.
Oh,
nigga.
Knee-high's a,
us have been goddamn... You have been deprived if you ain't never had a knee-high peach soda around here.
Knee-high.
You
know
what's so funny?
What?
You said that Faygo nigga at my job in the machine, nigga, they got Faygo.
For real? Faygo was straight, but that knee-high peach, nigga, you got to really be in somewhere country to get that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I
and
couldn't get that
and
in my grandma's house.
Giving them golden flakes sweet hot chips. Oh,
watch out now.
Hot chips.
Oh.
What? Come on, man. Stop playing.
The cheek bag, nigga.
Or Tums.
Yeah.
Or Tums.
Yeah.
The Tums, sweetheart.
Yes, sir.
All right,
y'all
now.
Probably done said everything, though. Fireballs and BB bats. And...
Oh, fireballs. Hey! Hey! Oh, that was my favorite, nigga. I'd have to get fireballs.
Hey, that's
in that jump
point.
Damn. That's in that jump point.
The atomic, remember the atomic fireball, man.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, the fireball, boy. You're
man, nigga, I used to love fireballs. Nigga, I used to always get two fireballs with my candy bag. When I go over there with a dollar and just load up on candy, I had to have some fireballs in that bitch.
Hey, nigga, your mouth be out there red as fuck. You be on fire with the fucking fireballs.
Damn, man. I got
a mess. Fireballs what? Handicap hot fries.
Right.
Oh, hey, hot fries?
Yeah.
What,
high Hey, what about them potato fries that used to come in a can, nigga?
Oh, yeah, them little Prince's potato stick, man.
What is your strange
potato stick?
Hey, Sam's. You got Sam's?
They're
all
like the same kind.
Yeah, they same kind.
They same brand.
Yeah, same brand.
Sam's. Oh, I
got to see them. I got to see them. My auntie always bought them motherfucking
Sam's.
Damn. Go ahead, Veronica. What else?
What about Pez? Y'all remember them Pez candies, man, with the little
thingy
on there? Yeah, Pez and Parachute Man. What about the little G.I. Joe Parachute Man, man? You will get the little Parachute Man.
Oh, the stand-up guy.
Yeah.
You can just put them bitches in there when they straight up.
Yeah. Did y'all have, I know, for a little while, my mama moved out there with the white folks out there in Callaway, which is not all white now, but back in the day, my mama then moved out there to Callaway with the white folks right there way past Callaway School. Nigga, I remember when I was out there, nigga, I got into the motherfucking goddamn Garbage Pail Kids.
Come on now. Yeah, I remember the Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, yeah.
It was the antithesis of the Cabbage Patch.
Yeah. Not too many of my black friends knew about them, but when my mama moved me out there and I went to Callaway, it was like
Mad Balls.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's what I was thinking, Mad Balls, man.
Yeah, forgot about them motherfuckers.
Them Mad Balls?
What was my favorite? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's too much shit for 2 hours. We ain't got no time. Everybody calling in now.
Come on, man. Hey, give it
there. Hey, one more for the record, though. For the record.
Shit like that?
Yeah.
Yo. I couldn't wear Jordache, man, because my booty was too big, so I couldn't get with the Jordache.
She said I had too big for the Jordache.
They were for the white booties.
God damn, Miss V, you had that much ass.
Gloria Vanderbilt, they were for the white booties. I had the sister butt, so I couldn't wear them. No, sorry.
Okay. Hey, I don't give a damn what nobody say, nigga. Jordache and them Bugle Boys. And them fucking Levi's, nigga, your ass.
Hey, nigga, do you remember the motherfucking Sergio Valente's, nigga? Not the Sergio Valente's jeans, nigga. What?
Hey,
you don't know about the Sergio Valente's.
Hey, you know what was hard?
You don't know about the Sergio Valente's.
When they came out with them shoes. When they came out with the shoes.
Oh, you think I had a pal, nigga? Yo, somebody from Bay County, what was the store in the mall? That only place you could get that shit from. That one store in the mall in Panama City,
hey,
had the Sergio Valente's and all the Stacey Adams and all that.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Oxford Street. Ah! Oxford Street.
Oh, they got one in Greenbrier. They still got it in Greenbrier.
Oxford Street? Yeah, they got
Oxford
Street.
They got Oxford Street? Yes!
Nigga, Oxford Street was the only place you could get that kind of shit.
Hey, nigga, them Oxford
Third Street.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Bay County, get at me. All right, V. Appreciate it, baby. What was your favorite game?
What about them treats, nigga?
My favorite game?
Yeah, your favorite game.
Like my favorite video game?
Well, any kind of game, outside game or whatever.
Game was like, we called it Foursquare. Some people call it King, but.
Fuck, I gotta forget about fucking Foursquare, nigga.
Damn it,
you ain't play Foursquare? Oh, this nigga.
I'm saying, what the fuck?
Hey, you don't know about Foursquare, nigga, when you got them draw Foursquares and they got them dirt, and you take the goddamn same ball that you kind of played dodgeball with,
yeah.
And you kind of like hit it, you got certain ways you can hit it, like no double backs and no kind of goddamn, it was all kind of little tricks and rules and shit. You could spin it. It was four people in a square, one person.
Oh, yeah.
And
you hit
it
to
each other. You know
what I'm saying?
Hitting each other square.
I forgot what they called it, but it
Foursquare.
Was
Foursquare. It's called Foursquare.
It was called
up in Philly, they called it King. That's what, they call it King, but it's the same thing, Foursquare, man.
Fuck, you forgot about Foursquare.
Yeah.
And Tetherball, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Ah. We played that at school.
Yeah.
On the playground, Tetherball.
Yeah.
Love Tetherball. Just try to hit the motherfucker in the head, the motherfucker hard, got them right around the motherfucker. Got them with that motherfucker hard, keep going. You can hit that motherfucker hard.
Yeah.
You had to be a hard motherfucker.
Yeah.
You had to be hard, nigga, to get away in that ball. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but that motherfucker.
What? This show is classic, nigga. Kill yourself if you miss it.
Hey, one thing about this show, nigga, this is Coca-Cola and Reebok, nigga. Classic.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. Miss McNair, thank you for calling in, and thank you for putting out Foursquare and fucking Fireball.
Hey, we gotta get it. We gotta get
those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
As always.
Ah.
Yeah. All right, baby, hold it down.
All right.
Gotcha.
Oh, Foursquare! How could I fucking forget Foursquare? That was one of my favorite shits. You can play that anyway. Just draw four squares,
yep, and get in
and get the ball. You can play Foursquare with a goddamn basketball, even though you can, if you needed to. Bring dodgeball back to school, you pussy! Punk-ass motherfucking goddamn school systems.
One more time. Bring it back! Yeah, nigga, come on.
Soft-ass kids we raising. Key, holla at us, Key.
Uh-oh, here come this boy.
She from the hood. She don't understand.
Hey, I already know, but I'm saying all that.
No,
hey.
I do. You know hey. I do. They haven't. I just tuned in, but have anybody talked about them little cigarettes you can smoke, be blowing smoke out on?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I used to love Big League Chew, nigga.
What? Hey, what do they call the motherfucker that?
That's when you, that's when you use the goddamn. Hey, all the white boys love Big League Chew because they used to be pitchers. You know, white boys play a lot of baseball.
Tobacco.
They couldn't do tobacco, so they had a Big League Chew, nigga. Like it was, they got their tobacco, nigga, and go out there with a big ass thing of Big League Chew.
Oh yeah, it came in the pack like the goddamn.
It came in the pack.
Oh yeah, nigga.
It was shredded. You just put a whole bunch of it in your mouth and had your jaws big like you was goddamn spitting tobacco. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, boy, I ate so much of that shit. That shit had my stomach. Oh, this is a motherfucker one time.
Right.
Okay, now, depending on if you was really from the hood, if you got them pickle pig feet off the ice cream truck.
Now, you know what, though? I'm saying. I never did get into nothing pickled really at all. But
neither,
pickle.
Nigga.
But the pickle.
Hey, nigga, I could.
I used to eat the big giant pickle.
Hey, you know that deal, though, that kosher.
Man. Now, my granddad used to, like, all right, everybody who from my hood, we used to have all that shit. We used to have all that shit on the Freddy Clark store. You feel me? Mr. Freddy Clark had all them goddamn, all that shit that was bad for you. Hog head cheese, pickled pig, pickled egg, all that goddamn shit that you really didn't mother. All that shit. He had all that hood shit. You feel me?
And so I know, we were talking about the freeze cups, but, you know, you ain't had a freeze cup till you eat it from the bottom instead of the top.
Right, because it was already sweet, juicy at the bottom and shit.
You
try to goddamn tear the top off and, and flip it over and get that sweet, juicy part at the goddamn bottom. Well, all the sugar
there
at the bottom.
Yeah. I used to take the dig the motherfucker.
That's the only way you can eat a freeze pop.
And then I used to,
a julep.
I used to take a dig the mill out that motherfucker and get all the way to the bottom. I'm at the core of that piece, nigga.
Yeah. Bucking it up.
But something else we used to do back in the day, we used to ride our bikes, right? And this all the people in Atlanta gonna understand what I'm saying. My grandmama lived off Campbellton Road by Avon, and my aunt lived off Simpson.
Your grandma stayed off Avon, nigga?
Yes, we used to ride our bicycle from Avon to Simpson. That's a long way. That's like 10
miles.
Oh,
hell yeah, hey! I didn't
realize until I got older how far we was riding out there.
Hey, nigga, when I stayed in Kirkwood, we used to ride our bicycles all the way to Avondale, nigga.
Damn,
nigga. Oh,
okay.
I swear to God.
I know how long that is.
Hey, nigga,
that's like driving for Panama City people, nigga. You just go from Glenwood to Lynn Haven on your bike.
Hey, I bullshit.
For real.
Nigga, that's a long ass
way. Hey, I bullshit you not.
No, nigga, we not doing that.
Hey, when Vales and Richway used to be there,
that's a long fucking way.
Nigga, we rode our bikes for motherfucking Kirkwood all the way to motherfucking Avondale.
See, Blue, it used to be an all-day thing, though. We'll leave early in the morning.
Hell yeah, we did that.
And then play all day, then ride back before the lights came on.
Yeah, see, that's what we used to do back in the day. You get up early. It used to be a fight. Everybody used to goddamn wake up early. If it was Saturday, you didn't leave so early because you watched Saturday morning cartoons. But if it was during the summer, during the week, you woke up early.
You know what was so funny about that shit?
What?
Because you could goddamn, your girlfriend could stay so far away, you ride your motherfucking bicycle where you know what I mean.
You probably did, but it wasn't that far away for us. You know what I'm saying?
I bullshit you not, nigga.
I'm going to cheat on her with Hide and Go Get It.
Oh, my goodness. I could never play Hide and Go Get It because I used to be with all my boy cousins during the summer, so they used to beat people up and they tried to talk to me. They tried to get me.
Hot blocking at its best. Had those guys. Your goddamn cousin come down here for the summer and shit, and you won't let nobody hunt your hood and shit. He had them niggas.
Oh, yeah,
they turned out to be fuck niggas in life. I'm just saying.
Hey. It worked. My five-ass cousin came down. I went like that. I'm like, shit, get that fine bitch.
If you was young enough, you probably tried to hump your fine-ass cousin.
Hey.
Y'all crazy.
Like,
see.
You was like, it's great. You probably try to hump your fine ass cousin.
But she could be first, second, and third, though.
You crazy.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah. She like a third cousin removed. You try to hump your fine ass cousin.
Hey. Them Ataris used to be the stuff, too, playing Pitfall and Frogger.
Yeah.
They used to be the junk.
Yeah, I ain't gonna see. I've been talking about my son. I like to talk about my son and shit with him and the video games and shit. But like I said, they're growing up in a different era and he growing up in a different environment. So I really don't trip that much about how much they play games because I can't be like, man, go outside and play because nigga saying that to him ain't the same as saying that to me growing up. So I understand.
And there's nobody else outside to play.
Exactly.
We trying to hurry up and do homework and everything because we trying to get outside.
Yeah. Nigga, we ain't do homework. Fuck it. We going outside. We might do it later on or do it when we get to class in the morning.
Oh, nigga, you ain't do motherfucking homework and you got
that.
Bus. Hey, no, I'm talking about back in the day. When I was
staying with my mama house, nigga, I had to do that shit. But when I go to my grandma's house after school, I'm bucking all that.
Hold on. I bet nobody said this about back in the day.
What?
When you take a pack of Kool-Aid and mix some sugar with it and just dip your fingers in it, put in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when you didn't have no money to go get one of them little dipping sticks from the
candy.
Yeah,
fun.
That was your homemade one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For sure. You brought a lot of good ones up, though. Man, we went back in the day today, man. I thought of some shit I ain't thought of in a long time.
I know. I think I'm going to make me a batch of freeze cups. I'm going to make me some freeze cups.
But you know what? The best way to make that, everybody be using Kool-Aid, but you know the real actual professional julep ladies, they use that goddamn syrup.
Country Time.
That syrup and shit.
Oh,
yeah. They used to use that. You got to dilute that shit with goddamn water.
But you know, back in the day, they used to have a motherfucker come to your door and be like, they gave you the Coke syrup and all the other kind of syrup if you want to make your own motherfucking crazy shit.
Oh, we ain't had them.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, what's that? One more time for the ice cream, man.
One more time for the food court.
Mm-hmm.
The food court. Man, we had like the food and the vegetable truck. The man come out with a truck. His suspension, all his shots gone because that sucker just loaded down with collard greens.
Watermelon and all that shit.
No, we used to get all that. We used to go to the block and get all that shit.
We had the truck to come through the neighborhood. Rolling curb market.
Damn it, man.
Yep, with the watermelon and everybody. Got them come through that bitch.
See, down there, with so many people crunching their hands.
Food stamps and all.
He had to drive around. It was like right around.
Hey, Key.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the food stamp that was in the book, nigga?
That's why they stopped that shit, man. You feel me? Because niggas was really getting over with the food stamp in the book shit.
What about when I lived over there by Four Seasons? You can go to the little gas station at the top of the street, and you can buy some. You buy something that costs like a penny or 2 cents, and get all the money back for your little dollar food stamp your mom left.
Damn it, man.
Be trying to trade food stamp for money.
Hey, don't talk about them motherfucking food stamp got so bad, so. Motherfuckers used to give you go get $5 worth of gas, they'd be like, shit, you gotta give me $10 food stamps.
Yeah.
Food stamps.
Hey, man, nigga, them books of food stamps.
Books of food stamps is so goddamn. I miss that, nigga. They stopped that because you know what I'm saying. There was just too many ways to pimp the system like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, that was
killing
the motherfucker. That brown for that dollar, that green for that five, that purple
Stop
for
playing.
That.
Shut up. Shut
that
up.
Green for that 20.
For that 20.
They hating motherfucking ass. All right, Keith.
Motherfucker had $65 and $85 books of food stamps, nigga.
All right, I'm finna get ready to play one more song, and then we're gonna come back and try and catch everybody else on the line that hit the number one for the second time. Because we had a lot of callers on this particular show, so we had to try to get to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I'm gonna stay in the mood of things. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you a little bit about what I went through growing up in my hood. This is growing up in Bay County. Listen.
Baby, everybody that raised me up from a child, you know what I mean? Come on. Della Brown, I love you, baby. John Brown, rest in peace. Extra money, go and buy me some clothes. It was hot. I used to sit around and wonder sometimes. They got us working like we're slaves, but we stayed on the grind. I've been
was to the point I ain't really have nowhere I can stay. Started slanging, some things changed. My attitude is different from a prayer for my soul, but they ain't even trying to hear it. Ain't serious, I'm too fast. I'm far from the bridge, jumped the railroad, and almost run my life to an end. But once again, up my game, the prodigal son stays out the casket. Had to give it some praise, I only think one way. Mind on my money, help my people out someday. This rap game is funny, I'm the chosen, not the many, so I sit and defend me. And I'ma give it all I got till I'm empty.
That was Blizzom, growing up in Bay County. You dig? You feel me? This is K100 Internet Radio. Thanks everybody for tuning in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Episode 53, back in the day. You understand? 347-934-0966 is the number
we
to the station.
We in the building.
You know what I'm saying? We got 7 minutes left in the show, and we had an excellent show tonight. This is one of my most entertaining. It was pretty fun.
One, two, way back.
Yeah, man. I just can't. Fucking four square and five ball. I got to get four square and five ball. And wall ball. One time for wall ball.
One time
damn
for
it,
wall
man.
Ball.
Fucking wall ball. Forgot all that shit. Nah. Damn it. That's why I had this show. I wanted to really go back in the day. And I did. I did exactly what I wanted to do with this particular show tonight. I'm pretty sure people were talking about some things that y'all thought about in the years, because I know I ain't thought about that shit in a long time. And I think everybody that tuned in to the show, you feel me, and called in and gave their opinion about what they remember back in the day and reminiscing with me, you understand? I love shows like this. We played two songs. We played Back in the Day by Feel Later Hustlers, and we played Growing Up in Bay County by myself, Blizzom. If you want to get access to those songs, if you want to download them, go to the site www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Scroll down to the bottom of the home page. Once you get to the show page and scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see the links to my Reverb Nation page. Both of those songs are on that page, and you can download them totally free. All right? You can throw it on your iPod. All we want you to do is share it with your friends. If you're on Facebook or MySpace, and you see the link right there when you go to the page to get the song, and it says share with your friends on Twitter, MySpace, it's just one button. Click it. Put somebody else up on game. You understand what I'm saying? Help us get the music out here.
Nothing to go around,
yeah.
Baby.
Help us get the music out here. Help us get the show out here. You understand what I'm saying?
You all are part of what we do on an everyday basis.
Exactly. Especially my frequent callers. You understand? So y'all do that for us, all right? If you like those two particular songs that we played.
Be Nice, Coco Smooth.
Yep. Everybody.
Keisha L.
Shay.
King.
Key.
Senate.
My new listener from the Bay by way of Columbus.
Yes, sir. And one time for the 850, man.
Yeah, they be checking in. They be showing love. You feel me? All right. So I think Be Nice and Shay wanted to holler back before we go, but somebody just hit the line for the first time, so we're gonna go to them and then we'll holler at them. Carla, you on the air? K100 Internet Radio.
What's up, Demi Peaches?
Oh, what's happening, Miss Peaches? What's going down with you? I know you got some throwback shit. What's going on?
What you say? You know I got some crazy ass shit.
I know you got some throwback shit.
Yeah. See, I'm a little bit older, I think, than some of the callers.
I got some throwback shit.
But the game that I used to like was it was called Lemon Head. You put it on your ankle, and they had a lemon on the end. And you swing it around your foot. Did y'all ever do that?
Hell no. How old you in, Miss Peaches?
Damn.
No, my mama
didn't
let me play with the food.
I'll
get my ass
moved. That wasn't no food. That was a real game. Hey, but anyway, that was my shit. I used to like that little. I think I'm older than some of the callers and shit.
How do you play the game?
How do you play it again? What you do again?
Okay, it was a lemon that had a rope on it. But at the end of the rope, you put it around your ankle.
Uh-huh.
And the lemon had like little beads in it, so it used to sound like a hula hoop.
Uh-huh.
And it used to swing around your ankle, but with the other foot, you jump over it.
Did y'all put the beads in it?
No, it came like that. You bought it out the store.
Oh, so it wasn't a real lemon?
Uh-uh. It was shaped like a lemon, and it was called Lemon Head.
You know what they got just like that? You know what? See, that, all they do is revamp old shit. They got some shit like that right now. You skip it with your feet. You jump around. What the fuck is in there?
I don't know.
It's in Toys R Us right now. Miss Peaches, they got some in Toys R Us. My little daughter wanted one of them damn things.
No,
I got something that
came out about 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's some shit that's just the same thing. It ain't no lemon, but it's like it's a little ball at the end. And you just move it with one foot, and then the kids jump around it with the other foot. So they done jacked that shit from the hood.
Other favorite shit was when I was little. In the summertime, me and my cousins, we all used to go to my grandma's house.
Uh-huh.
You stayed at my grandma's house for a couple of weeks. I mean, you know, it's everybody.
Right.
And at night, when it was time to go to bed, everybody was sleeping everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Three in this bed, two in that bed, somebody on the sofa, on the pull-out sofa, somebody in the den. That was like good memories. All the windows up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might have no AC.
Damn. That was cool right there, no?
Hey, my grandma didn't have no AC. No central air.
Hey, I remember
that. Damn. Back in the day, my grandma didn't either, man. You feel me?
But you know what? That's when you can leave the front door open and lock the screen, though, and just let the air get up and out.
Right.
And do y'all remember this? Did y'all used to do this? Fix y'all own bicycle tires when you used to buy the patch and stuff for the store.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, the glue and everything.
Hell yeah.
You fix your own bicycle tires.
Come on, now. We were riding.
Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely remember that right now.
I have so many memories. Saturday morning, Soul Train.
Yeah, I remember Soul Train in the morning, too. I remember, y'all remember my Friday night videos?
Oh, yeah.
Before they really had MC Friday night videos? Yeah. That was the shit, nigga.
Yeah, what they call it that y'all was?
It was Friday night video. That was the name of the show.
Yeah,
Friday night video.
Friday night video.
I'm talking about the actual TV show called Friday Night Video.
Yeah, we had like Planet Rock. Shit like that.
Yeah, we ain't had no local shit. That was the national syndicated.
Darnell Star and
Automobile. No, he had what? You remember Darnell Star?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I remember that, fuck. You damn right. Fuck you mean, nigga? I'm chapter 69.
Oh, shit, we got 90 seconds. Damn it, Miss Beaches.
I'm sorry, Connie, it's too late. Oh, yeah, one more time. And they used to have a show. They used to have a show in Atlanta called Atlanta Live, and it was just everybody dancing in the club doing the bartending.
Yeah. And now, I know a couple people from Atlanta used to tell me about how they,
oh, you know, they
Atlanta Live and Sharon Showcase. I know this is some A-time shit.
They come on Saturday morning. You go Friday and they air it on Saturday morning.
I know those were two big things in Atlanta that you had to be from Atlanta to understand about that one. All right, Miss Peaches, we got to go, baby.
All right, peace out.
All right. Damn it, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to get back to everybody who hit the number again, but we just had way too many people calling in for this particular show to let everybody chime in twice. We only had enough time to let everybody do their thing once. But we got to everybody who hit number one at least one time. Once again, this is K1's Internet Radio. You dig? We air Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P. Rage, is in the motherfucking building.
Yes,
you
I
understand?
Am.
Tune in with us, man. We have a lot of goddamn interesting discussions going on, and a lot of live show topics, and a lot of great independent music.
Please,
we out,
this
man.
Friday, motherfucking Saturday, Desire, I'm going to be in the motherfucking building, baby. You already know.
She better come and advertise on this motherfucker. Yeah, I said it! K100!
Oh, I'm gonna have a call tomorrow. That's why I said it when I came in.
What?